want them enjoying it like a daiquiri. Sometimes you want to hear...
Why?
Loopy Anatomy Show.
This is an old traditional Irish song, and it's usually passed down from father to son when the boy's on the verge of manhood. And it's called Down to the Old Pub Instead.
Ah.
And I'd like to play it for you tonight. Lad, it's your duty to find your lass with childbearing hips and a pink supple ass, and make her your wife and love her with love so true. Now some rivers run high, some rivers run low. When her river runs red, then she's starting her flow. And it's called menstruation, here's what it means to you. You will notice her bloomers are spotty at first. Stand back, her ovarian dam's gonna burst. Son, don't be afraid, it's a natural thing. Just wad up some cotton and hand her a string. And put the old linens on top of the bed. Get out of the house and go down to the old pub instead.
Hundreds of years old.
That's why bloomers.
Aye.
Aye.
She'll retain her water, her breasts will be tender. Say something nice and you're sure to offend her. Get out of the house and go down to the old pub instead. She'll want to make love. If you do, you're a fool. You'll only end up with a bloody O'Toole. Now get out of the house, go down to the old pub instead. She'll want you to sample the fruit of her loins, but son, it'll taste like some old rusty coins. So turn off the light and take off your hat and drop to your knees. Say a prayer to St. Pat that'll give you the strength to get out of the bed. And for Ireland's sake, go down to the old pub instead. I feel a solo coming on.
Oh, really?
Perhaps right here, Anthony. Very good. Now the pub is the place where the lads are a-meeting. When the moon is full and the gals are a-bleeding. The Catholic, the Protestant, even the pagan. The pub is the place when your lady is ragging. So drink of your pint, boys, and thank your shamrocks that as menfolk we don't have to bleed from our... And that we can escape from the lady in red and get out of the house and go down to the old pub instead. Down to the old pub instead.
Nice.
Thank you, my lads. Thank you so much. Raise your glass.
Funny good.
You did your part well.
Thank you.
Nice fluting. Nice fluting and nice bleeping.
I was a fluter and bleeper, yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, my crunk Mick friend.
How you guys doing?
My bad.
Yeah. Yep.
You can act like a man.
I think this is a bad idea, fellas. I'm woozy.
I don't care how many dago guinea what greaseball goombas come out of the woodwork.
I'm getting steamed now.
She was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm not watching television, Dad. I'm just laying around jacking it.
We're going to get through this, but you just got to keep your chin up. But we're going to get through this. We're going to turn this thing around.
Stupid blubber butt.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Faggot.
You're going to give children AIDS?
I drink beer until I pass out.
Marijuana is a narcotic, medically and legally. It never did anybody any good and does everybody a lot of harm.
What's a couple of cold ones?
Look what he's doing now.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hi.
Alright, what's wrong with the headphone thing?
What's the matter? Is there a problem?
Is it this one or the...
Wow.
No, it's not that
one. What the hell is that?
Is it this one? All right. That sounds much better.
I heard some Jason Williams news right there when you hit that button.
Couple phone numbers in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else outside
of New York. Give us a call, 866-277-4WOW. That's 866-277-4WOW.
Wow.
How are you, Anthony?
Very well.
Very well rested. A couple observations. We were last on the radio Friday for the 55-gallon drum challenge.
What a success that was.
That was a huge success. It was so successful, I think, next year, Anthony.
Yeah.
I think we're ready to bring it to the public.
Mm-hmm.
I really think we need the 55-gallon drum challenge at a theater or something.
Yeah.
Are you distracted over there? What's wrong?
I was reading instant feedback from somebody. They all want to comment on the CBS special last night.
Oh, we're going to talk about that without
something to some Don and Mike thing here that I'm reading. I don't know.
What happened now?
I don't know. Recall Don stating he had more important things to do. I don't know. That's what I was reading. I'm sorry. I got a little distracted there at the top of the show.
I could see it in your eyes.
When I saw that, something about the special. Was somebody bashing the special?
No one should be bashing that special. Do what you want. It's America, but...
Yeah, well, whatever.
I think you're ridiculous if you bash that special. I couldn't leave the couch for two straight hours.
That was pretty intense. CBS last night aired the documentary. A couple of French...
Footage? Was there new footage?
This footage that no one's ever seen.
Dude.
It was the French... Yeah, Norton.
Hold on.
Norton's completely out of touch with society and reality. We all know
you're
that,
really
Opie. Why are you surprised?
You're really starting to piss me off.
Why? I was working last
Was
night.
There new footage?
I don't know.
Like, you didn't even know about this footage.
Have you been in a
footage?
Coma for the last 2 weeks? They've been talking about this special, like, ad nauseum.
You know what, dude? No, I didn't know about it. And to be honest with you, I don't even know if I would have watched it.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because why didn't they show it when everybody else was showing it? Why'd they have to make it a big event? Like, we're holding out our footage, those French scumbags.
It was,
special. How much was commercial time on that show? I'd love to know.
Actually, it was just
There was a little more to it than that, Jim, but it wasn't like, hey, here's an angle of the plane that you haven't seen yet.
See, Jim.
Actually, this guy is the only guy that had
the first plane hitting. See,
I think that clip has been shown all over the place.
Yeah.
So
here's what happened,
that,
Norton.
Jim.
Norton and anybody else who's been on Venus and just landed on our planet called Earth. They're two French filmmakers, and they were here in New York City doing a documentary on a Proby, new firefighter, just brought into a firehouse. And it was kind of an inside workings of a firehouse, a lot of cooking, you know, a lot of cleaning the truck. The poor probies, like, have to change the sheets on the beds.
To be honest, it was going to be a very boring documentary.
It was shaping up to be something that I might have tuned into on the Discovery Channel if nothing else was, if, like, the Twilight Zone wasn't on or something. It really was shaping up to be a dull special.
Now, I don't want people to misunderstand me today, because you know how some of our jerk-off listeners, not the ones that pay attention, but the ones that half listen.
What?
Now they're thinking, I thought the documentary that was on TV was a waste of time.
No, no, what it was shaping up to be before 9/11.
Yeah, this was supposed to be just a documentary with this Proby getting along with his firehouse, really.
Right.
Becoming a man, you know, going out on a few calls.
They were showing...
Maybe something crazy was going to happen, but they weren't really, counting on that,
well,
as far as this documentary goes that they were trying to film.
I think they had hoped that something would have happened. You know, you're a filmmaker, you're hoping for some excitement. It turned out this Proby, there were no fires happening, really. There was a... it looked to be a phone book on fire in front of a phone booth.
Right.
And then there was a car fire that he got to spray some water on, as he said. And it was shaping up to be kind of, if 9/11 didn't happen, it was going to be a pretty dull document.
It was probably going to be a documentary that no one would have ever saw.
Yeah.
Was he the one that shot, this French guy's one that shot the footage of the plane going into the first building?
The first building. They went out on a call of a gas leak on one of the grates in a sidewalk. So they're just standing around, kind of talking, and then you hear that ominous sound. We've all heard it before. The big rumble, and the camera
everyone just looked up. Everyone looked up.
Yeah.
And then the camera guy looks up, and then
you see the plane.
He turns the camera to the left, and right there on impact,
the plane nails the building. Big fireball. We've seen it a billion gazillion times.
My jaw hit the floor.
Yeah.
Because when they showed that footage before... You know, when 9/11 first happened, they didn't show what was leading up to it, where it was just a bunch of guys on a call.
Uh-huh.
It was a basic call, and I don't think anything really happened with this leak at this time.
No.
But when you hear the noise, and then you see everyone look up real fast, and then him quickly going like this with the camera moving to the left, my jaw hit the floor.
You just see the plane hit. And kudos, bravo, CBS. You didn't pussy out when it came to the language, which is just a huge part of life. And when something like that happens, you're going to yell S and F, and they left it all in, which was very cool.
You know what, though? I have one complaint.
Yeah.
I think they should have showed more footage.
Well, if there's any footage that they cut out, because...
With 9-11, you know, I don't think we should ever sugarcoat what happened.
There's no sugarcoating it, so yeah, include everything.
And if you have footage of people, you know, running out of the building on fire...
Yeah.
Or you have footage of these bodies falling, the noise they made. I couldn't sleep last night, man.
That was pretty creepy.
I heard about that.
The noise is unbelievable, and I need to know... Is that the noise when it hits the sidewalk? Was it going through something?
It was going through
the
front
awning. It was the sickest sound you'll ever hear in your life. Sick! And this guy had, I guess, the video of the people falling. You know what? I hate to say it, but they should have showed it on CBS last night. Because I think too many people are forgetting about 9-11. These bleeding heart liberals that think we're not treating these goddamn prisoners right.
Well, there
Maybe
you go.
Maybe we could turn a few of those ass wipes, because they'll bleep us out today, ass wipes around, if they saw, you know... All the footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shouldn't protect. I don't think Americans. We don't need to be protected after seeing the actual.
Right. Yeah, exactly. There's no. I mean, they showed on the news that day as it happened the horror of people jumping. You saw the buildings crashing down, knowing that there were people inside. There's no sugarcoating it now. There's no softening it now. We all know what it was. It was only 6 months ago.
It should be horrible, and it should give your stupid kids nightmares, because these people are training their kids to blow themselves up in malls. Your kids should grow up knowing that they're animals.
Exactly.
So even though they didn't show all the footage, you know, it was still a very powerful 2 hours last night on CBS.
It was really intense, you know, word for it. You got these guys setting up a command post in,
right in the lobby.
One of the towers in the lobby, and the camera was rolling when the other tower came down. So you just hear the sound. You can't even describe it. And you know it's not even a fraction of what it must have sounded like being there, just coming through a camera mic. But it just, you know, picture 1,000 locomotives colliding into each other. Just the crash and the steel and all the cement just pulverizing. And the firefighters just trying to get the hell out of there at that point. And then it just goes completely black,
and
where you can't see anything.
A lot of the guys didn't even know that the one tower went down.
No, what are you going to think at that point?
They didn't really know what that noise was. Maybe it was a building.
Another plane hitting, because there had been a rumor that there was a third plane on the way. And so at that point, I'm sure the last thing in their heads were the last thing we were thinking right before they fell. You know, it's not going to fall down. As they were saying on the special, they go, you know, we looked at it. We saw a bunch of floors burning and thought, all right, we'll go up and put out the fire. They actually believed they were going to drag some hoses up there and put the goddamn fire out. And then when they saw that that wasn't going to happen, they assumed that it was just going to burn itself up and out. You know, nobody thought they were going to come crashing down. And when you see that happening and the people are running for their lives and the camera goes black, and then you're thinking, I was thinking to myself, right as that's happening, you know, people are watching, you know, just at that second. I remember watching it on TV and going, oh, geez, you know, it captured that moment perfect, you know.
Yeah.
Very intense to watch.
And then ending the special with Danny Boy. Oof.
Oh.
Oof.
Yeah, and then they were showing firefighters four at a clip on the screen, four pictures of him. And again, like at the U2 show where they had the name scrolling, it just went on and on and
the
on.
The pictures just kept coming and coming and coming again.
Oh, jeez.
So, but when they were setting up the command post in the lobby of the tower, and then another body would be crashing down,
and they'd all jump and like look.
You can
in
see
the direction
their faces.
Of the sound, like, oh boy.
At first, they really didn't know what it was, and then someone kind of said, "Well, it's what it is." And then you hear it, from time to time. Boom, one over here. Boom, one over here.
Yeah.
Boom, one over here. The sickest freaking noise.
Going through the awnings.
Anthony, what's up?
How are you guys?
All right, man.
Listen, I'm working down at Ground Zero. I don't want to knock anyone. I don't want to knock the firemen. But, you know, I'm down here 4 months now. They're getting way too much credit than they deserve. And let me explain myself.
Huh?
All right?
Oh,
it's not one of these, like Opie said a couple of weeks ago, firemen are down there, down here on their hands and knees digging. It's not one of them jobs. It's you can't just go in there with a shovel or a rake and rake through everything, you know. This is a heavy machinery job. They're in there spotting. Spotting means that they're watching the heavy machinery, the local 14 guys, you know, moving the debris from one side to another, and if they spot maybe a piece of clothing or whatever, they'll stop the machine and then sift through it. And as far as them, there's also law enforcement down here.
Anthony, what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying...
Who's saying that the fire... It's crazy. You're like, oh, they're getting too much credit.
What you're saying.
What are you trying to say?
What I'm saying is I think the credit is not being shared with law enforcement down here, with my union brothers down here. All you hear is about...
It's not about sharing credit. No one needs pats on the back, you know?
Well,
we see what's happening. Oh, the steel worker's fighting with the fireman now. Is that what I'm saying?
I'm not a steel worker.
What are you?
We are dealing...
I'm a laborer, local 79. Yeah. I have nothing to do with the cleanup. I'm down here doing stuff. I'm just saying.
Anthony, we're dealing with the documentary we saw last night. This time around, it happened to be focusing on the firemen. You know
when
what?
When it focuses on the laborers, we'll talk about the laborers.
I'm sure there's going to be another documentary or another, you know, something that comes out where you could pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
Finally, you'll get the credit. Last night, it just happened to be about the firemen. Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe Anthony is saying that a lot of people are down there cleaning up, and he feels that the union guys aren't being mentioned.
Thank you, union guys. Please. NYPD, Port Authority Police.
All right, Anthony. Thank you.
All right.
I think we.
I'm sure that was the. Wasn't it the laborers' union running in there to sweep a path so everybody could get out of the building? Weren't they in there, the laborers' union, with brooms and shovels and garbage pails, sweeping a path up the stairs? Climbing up into a burning building that is ready to collapse. Would you shut up? God!
Man, if you need,
what an ass!
If you need to be patted on the back, then you know what?
There's no patting on the back. And you know something?
You're in the wrong profession, my friend.
The guy's got the site has gotten to the point where, yes, it's heavy machinery now. It's very organized. And perhaps it isn't firemen crawling around on their hands and knees trying to find their brothers. But you know something? What I saw in that documentary was day two, September 12th, and it was indeed firemen crawling around in holes trying to find their brothers. What it is now, it's a job site now that they're still looking for people, but you know, it's more of an organized site. So I don't know what that Anthony guy was talking about.
NYPD was down there from day one too, and
of course.
Crawling around and... doing what they could as well.
Dave, what's up?
That guy really pissed me off.
Dave, what's up?
That guy's a dumb drunk. Anyway, yeah, I was watching that special with my brother. My brother's a firefighter. He works at Southeast Staten Island.
Yeah.
And I was watching that special, and I didn't know what the hell that noise was. You know, boom, yeah. You hear the boom. And then he tells me, you know, and before the guy said at the end what it was, man, you know, just the tears started rolling. You know, there's no... Yeah, every time you heard that noise, you knew what it was. Every time you heard that noise, another tear, you know?
It was so loud in this documentary. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was happening so much that they couldn't use the front door to get out, right, Ant? They were trying to
find another place to
leave.
I think because the chaplain that died, he went through the front door. And after he got killed from... I don't know. I've heard it was a person that was falling. Could have been debris. I don't know. Yeah.
Did they get him by the front door? Or they got him by the escalator. I thought they got him by the escalator.
Well, that's where they showed him carrying him. But I'm sure after somebody gets hit with something, you don't want to take the rest of your guys out that way. So they were looking for another way out over the footbridge, I think.
All right, Dave.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
What was the saddest part about the documentary? There were so many firemen and policemen and everybody. Everyone was there in the lobby. Everybody. So if I forget, I failed to mention you were there too. But the look on their faces, because they just felt helpless down in that lobby. I mean, people were running up those stairs doing whatever they can, but there were just hundreds of people in that lobby going,
yeah.
What do we do? What do we do? And the radio's going off like crazy. They're all trying to do something.
Oh, they're trying to hold their radios up in the air to get better reception because at that point the internal communications of the buildings was gone. So you got all these firefighters trying to communicate on the radio, and that just wasn't happening. They all looked... they didn't look scared, though, you know? They all looked like, oh, boy, what do we do? It was confusion and just a feeling that you really couldn't do anything. There was nothing to do. It was such a huge disaster that, you know, you're just a few guys. Just ends up, hey, you know, you're the best. You're trained as the best, but it amounts to you're just a few guys here, and this problem is bigger than you can take care of.
All right, let's go to Tom. Tom, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Listen, I know 99% of this show is, you know, it's comedy to make everybody laugh. So I want to say, you guys, that 1%, you guys are serious, talking about what you're talking about now, really makes a difference. Because all these goddamn douchebag liberals like Alec Baldwin, Sandra Bernhardt, I mean, all turning like, honestly, you don't have to support the president or even like the guy, but at least support the country, support the fact that this happened. Let's not forget that this happened. Just like Opie was saying, how grotesque it was, how horrible to hear bodies goddamn dropping on the ground. Let's not ever lose sight of what happened.
Yeah.
These son of a bitches, man. They're goddamn losing sight. I don't give a crap about anyone's right. Goddamn nuke them all. They've done,
yep.
They talk to these scumbags, and they say 85% of them hate our guts.
Yep.
Kill every single one of those goddamn sons of bitches. Watch the show last night. Hear those bodies drop. If you don't have a tear in your eye, you're just nothing. I mean, and the prick that we already know, you know, you're the person on the other end of the dial who doesn't have the time to talk about this. God bless you guys for what you did. I love the show. Thanks.
All right, Tom. Thanks.
And, dude, can I say one? I agree 100% with that, dude. I am so sick of liberal, out-of-touch actors.
Yeah.
Enough with Alec Baldwin. If it wasn't for Glengarry Glenn Ross, I would wish you dead of stomach cancer. One good thing he does, the rest of his career, he's been a Clint Eastwood ripoff. I'm so tired of it.
Did you hear what Alec Baldwin said recently?
God,
that little
annoying
speech he gave at a college? Get this. He said that George Bush being elected with all the controversy in Florida with the ballots. Remember that whole thing that really means nothing now? He actually said did as much damage to our country as 9/11. Did as much damage. This guy's brain has as much damage as 9/11. This is the same loser who said he's leaving the country if Bush gets elected.
How many brothers did he lose because of the voting thing?
They were probably all in the Hamptons, so I would guess none.
Probably none. The guy doesn't seem to understand. You know, and believe me, I'm no rah-rah, let's say Bush is the greatest president ever. I'm not a puppet. I'm not following. I make up my own mind. There are certain things I think he's a jackass on. But there are other things that you stand behind him and realize, you know, you got to show some balls in a situation like this. And I think you could show more balls. I hope this country doesn't start buckling under to a lot of international pressure we're getting from ape countries, from towel-headed animal monkey countries. Do you hear some of these people like, oh, don't go into Iraq or it will be bad? They don't want to upset, get this, the stability in the Middle East. What stability? They're animals that are going to kill each other and try to kill us. The only way they could get together is for their hatred of this country. Yemen, same thing. Jordan. They all unite together in hatred of us. So you know what we got to do? We got to kill them. We must kill them all. That's all they understand. Bravo to Israel, I must say. Bravo, bravo. Did you see the picture in the paper of the bomber they caught? This is brilliant. They catch a guy that has a bomb strapped to him.
Rick, why are you laughing?
Because this is goddamn great, Israel. This is what we should have done to that son of a bitch American Taliban asswipe. They caught this guy, bombs on his body. They kneel him down. They say, I guess, that he was trying to get away.
Yeah, he wouldn't stay still.
And that's the last picture they got of him with his head exploded on the pavement. Norton, enjoy. Isn't that great? Look at him. And they took his pants down. They pulled his pants down.
They tried to get the bomb off.
And shot him in his head.
He got what he wanted.
Good.
Then they got a robot seeing if he still has bombs on his body.
And that should happen to every one of these panty waist crybabies that say that we're not treating the prisoners at Guantanamo right. We're being too severe in Afghanistan. We ought to stop. Give peace a chance. Give peace a chance. The only peace I want to give a chance is the pieces of that guy's skull. That's the type of peace. Look at his head. It's in half.
That is so great. And he's wearing awful briefs.
Yeah, he's got some Fruit of the Loom on, I think.
Horrible undershorts.
Joe, what's going on?
What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, did you guys see the part last night when the guy's faces when they're coming over the fire department radio with all the dead firemen?
Mm. Yeah.
And it just kept going and going and going.
What about this from last night where they didn't know if they lost any men? And one by one, the men came back to the firehouse.
Yeah.
And the crying and the hugging that was going on, like, oh, my God, thank God you're alive.
Yeah.
And then they were just waiting for everyone to come back. And they were one of the lucky firehouses in the area. They didn't lose one guy.
No. But they sure played it up a little bit. I didn't like the drama angle that they were trying to play. There's plenty of drama.
There was enough drama in the documentary.
They
didn't have to make us think for a while there that the Proby was...
The Proby didn't make it.
That he didn't make it.
That's what they were kind of...
Hinted about that from right from the beginning of the documentary. Because he was the only one that wasn't talking through the documentary until way later on.
He didn't have a narrative.
You're thinking, if you're kind of smart about this stuff, you're like, oh, God, he died.
Yep.
So this is the story about how he was a probie and he didn't make it.
And before they went to one of their breaks, they say, you know, all of them made it back except one. And you're like, oh, boy, yeah, except one, Tony. So you're like, uh-oh. You know, you don't have to fabricate drama.
Yeah, they didn't have to dramatize any of that.
I had a problem with that.
It was as real as it gets.
You know, it was strange when they had that shot of Tony, the probie, up in the cherry picker,
mm-hmm.
and the backdrop was the towers, you know? And the guy's talking about how he's got one of the firemen talking to the probie about being a fireman and what he can expect and whatnot. And the backdrop the entire time is a huge lit-up Twin Towers. And you just and then at the end of the program, the chief comes out and looks and goes, look, just isn't there anymore.
God. Mm. It still seems like a dream 6 months later.
Well, now they're...
I know. I try to kind of just put it in the back of my mind. But last night it came back.
It just sucks that, you know, it's hard to remember what it was like when the buildings were there. You know, I drive in every day. I got a great view of Lower Manhattan. And now I look at the cluster of buildings, and you can't even remember what it was like when they were there, how tall it was. You just kind of... You forget. You just forget what it looked like.
Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to tell you, what really hit me about last night was after about, you heard about the fifth body fall, one of the firemen looked dead into the camera and goes, I can't imagine how bad it is up there where the better option is to jump and kill yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
God damn. And, you know, it made you think about that for a second.
Yeah, it did.
You know, you're like, oh, my God, jumping out of the goddamn World Trade Center and plummeting to your death. That was a choice. So up there, just the
heat. You knew it was like 100 tons worse up there.
You know, you're just trying to get away from the heat. Even if there's nothing under you to run on, you're just running away from the heat.
Mm.
All right. No, it was weird. The ratings for this special in New York were
very telling.
Completely ridiculous. I mean, just through the roof. And elsewhere in the country, it didn't do as well.
Yeah, it was like, I think half of the people... I think New York had a huge rating, like a 50 share, something like that. And then the rest of the country is like half that. It's kind of weird, isn't it? You would think it would be a very national thing that everybody would kind of want to see.
Yeah. All right, why don't we take a break? There's a lot of people on hold. We'll talk about this a little more, and then we'll try to move on today. Okay?
Cool. Yes.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Have you ever seen the people that listen to the show?
Obie and Anthony.
Toothless, drunken, white trash.
Ah, you guys are old.
N-E-W. The Obie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Girl, my girl.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Couple phone numbers in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else outside of New York, 866-2774-WOW. I gotta be honest, it's tough to do a radio show today. That documentary reminded me of a lot of things.
It got me all pissed off again, too. Like, I was all annoyed. All I was saying through watching it was mother effer and I was just cursing all the time. Watching it. Holy ass.
It made me realize, you know, I've been putting this damn thing on kind of way back here in my brain, you know? Hoping it'll just go away, and hoping.
It's just, it wasn't even with me so much putting it in the back of my head. It's always there. But you just kind of drift into your normal life again. Like, driving in, I don't see all the cop checkpoints anymore. They're all gone on the FDR and all the bridges. And, you just kind of slowly get back to life. And then you see something like that from inside the tower. And it gets you all pissed off again. I was livid again, just wanting some type of retribution. Then I went to Drudge, you know, the Drudge Report, and I see 800 Al-Qaeda killed, and I feel good about that. That's good, just knowing we could bomb those savages out of existence.
All right, well,
that's nice.
There's an iron worker that wants equal time here. Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
All right, Mike.
There is no way in hell that guy was an iron worker.
No, he said he was a laborer.
A laborer, yeah. Right.
Well, we were down there from day one. You won't hear a single iron worker badmouth the fire department.
Yeah, who the hell is going to, you know, say they're getting too much credit?
They don't get enough. Christ. Nobody did anything like what those guys did.
Let me go to my credit meter and see if they're getting too much credit.
No, those guys had to sit down there and peel their brothers off of, I mean, you wouldn't believe what those guys went through. I was down there from day one for 4 months, and I watched those guys do the hardest work anybody could possibly do. And that's literally to peel people off of steel.
Yep. I was just amazed that guy wanted more credit.
Well, that guy was, you know, an a-hole. Plain and simple.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
The camera that right after the first tower came down, and the guy's outside, and he gets covered with the soot and the debris from the building, and that paper stops right in front of the camera lens. He couldn't see anything. He's just ducked down, but the camera's still rolling. And a piece of paperwork, you know, could have been on someone's desk, could have been in a file cabinet, you know, someone working on something. It was important at the time, you know, this thing all nicely margined and spaced out and typed and printed. And it's like there was just a piece of something that somebody was working on that just stopped right in front of the camera. Brought, like, the whole human element to it, you know?
Yeah.
Very, very disturbing to watch last night.
It was pretty amazing, too. They were saying that they really haven't found one phone.
No, the phone, the desks, chairs, computers.
I think they said they found a piece of, touchpad or something?
Yeah.
That's about it.
You know how many phones were in that building?
I remember
those buildings.
I remember talking to Keith the cop about it. He said that with all the computers in the Twin Towers, they didn't find one one computer.
Look around your office.
They didn't find
a
keyboard really or a piece of computer. Not one.
Look around your office. Everyone has a computer on their desk, right? Everyone. They all have. There's five alone right in here. I mean, think of all the computers that were in 210-story buildings.
Figure what, how many?
Not a one did they find.
How many on a floor would you think? I mean,
on a floor? You're talking thousands. It's ridiculous. There was, how many computers were probably in there? And, no, not a one. Pulverized. Everything just pulverized.
Melted.
Unreal.
All right, let's go to the phones. Frank, what's going on?
Not much. I've basically been down at Ground Zero since September 18th. You know, right now we're doing tiebacks trying to keep the slurry walls up, you know, from everything collapsing in. But if you go down there now, it looks like just a regular construction site.
Yeah, it's very, it's below the surface of street level now.
Yeah, I saw it on TV today. I was fortunate enough to get down there, I don't know, I guess 2 months in, and I'll never forget it. And, yeah, it looks like a completely different thing now.
I mean, watching that that documentary this morning when I got home because I made my wife tape it for me. I sat down and I literally cried like I did September 11th.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's just, it's something that will never go away.
Right.
No matter how hard you try.
Yeah.
Every time you drive in, you're gonna look to the skyline. You're gonna go, wow. And it's just, it's you know, just thinking about it gets me pissed off.
Yeah, I hear there's a bootleg tape out there too that a lot of the firemen were able to watch. Like a different version on editing. Because I guess they only used about 17 minutes of the footage these guys did.
Yeah.
Because everything else was news footage and this and that. And supposedly they had over 147 minutes of footage, total footage.
Well, you got to protect the American public. I mean, we can't handle to see the raw stuff. You got to edit for us because we're stupid and we're children.
Well, I'm glad they, you know, allowed all the cursing.
Well, that they finally allowed us that. I figure they assume that we can handle that. But anything else, we just
can't. A lot of cursing on TV this weekend between the Bobby Knights movie and the documentary. Lots of holy S's and mother effers. And,
oh, the language, yeah. Very raw.
It was raw, and I'm glad they did that. All right, thanks, Frank.
No problem, guys. Have a good day.
What do you think of it being advertised, though? That was a little weird, huh?
What do you mean, Everett? Oh, they had a sponsor.
I think
Nextel.
I think they showed some class how the advertising was interwoven into the documentary, but it's like CBS, just run it.
It was Nextel.
Nextel.
And they had the most somber voice guy CBS could find.
Mm-hmm.
This is CBS.
Right.
Brought to you by 9/11. Brought to you by Nextel. No, it was brought to you by Towel-Headed Savages.
I'd love to know how much they charge for commercials during that. Were there commercials shown?
No. Nextel, it was.
Are you listening?
It was assumed that Nextel, like, somehow had their hand in sponsoring it. But the breaks were all, what they did was just go to photographs with some somber music of various EMTs, police, and firefighters, and smoke jumpers from around the country.
They had three commercial breaks. If you want to call them commercial breaks.
But they just showed emergency service personnel from around the country, you know, standing next to their trucks or in front of their local sheriff's department or in front of their big city and, you know, things like that.
I'm just wondering if CBS made money off it. That's the point I'm making.
Of course they did. And that's you know, I kind of have a problem with that.
Of course.
Did they? Did Nextel give them money to be part of that?
They wouldn't have been sponsoring it.
Yeah, why else
would... I'm trying to think of how they would have done that.
Why else would Nextel be all over?
The terrorist attack special sponsored by Nextel? I mean, how awful is that? They didn't do anybody a favor by, you know, showing that. They should have just shown it. Scumbags. They have to make money somehow off it.
Best part was when the French guy was cooking, one of the French film guys, and the fireman goes, "Hey, Frenchie."
So good. Doug from Springfield. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I felt so pissed off last night, more anger than when it first happened. And you get these liberals out there that are worried about this. What happens when you have termites in your garage or your house? You get rid of them, you kill them, they keep coming back. You have roach problems, you kill them, or they keep coming back.
That's right. Exterminate them.
It says, and what got me was in that poor priest they showed him outside. If they dragged him out, that really...
Did you see him beforehand? They showed
him
alive.
I wish they really didn't show that, but...
They showed him alive and praying or just standing there.
Father Mike, it was... Yeah, they had footage of him in the lobby. And
he looked just...
You could see the look on his face like, oh, man.
He was like...
It was just weird to see him alive knowing, you know, we've all seen the footage of him dead and the photos in the paper and stuff.
Yep.
You know, minutes later after that footage of him alive, he was dead.
And no matter how bad it got, Frenchie was just cleaning his lens, if you noticed. He was wiping the lens off, just trying to tape.
Well, you know something? He was the only witness to the inside right there, so I'm glad he did.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. I don't care what his motives are or aren't.
He knew he had something good.
It's just, you know, it's part of history and kind of wanted to see it.
He knew he had something good and he was going to go with it. That was pretty obvious. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
One part of that documentary that really flipped me out was the elevators were broken. They were all shut down.
One elevator lands, about 15, 20 people walk out into the lobby and did not even know what was going on.
Yeah, the elevator door opens up and they're like, huh,
did you see the firemen turned and looked like, where did you people come from?
Did you see the looks on their faces? They had no clue because, I mean, see the looks on the firemen. They were distraught. And the elevator opens and they're walking like, a fire alarm went off in our building. I wonder what this is.
That door don't open. They're dead.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
We've all had that happen. And if you work in New York City, you have seen firemen in the lobby of your building.
Yeah.
And you might be coming back from lunch, coming down the elevator, and you wouldn't think twice about it. Like, oh, I guess there's a fire alarm or something.
Hey, yep. I've been in some of these office buildings where the fire alarms have gone off, and nobody's even moved.
No one moves. You don't move.
Big deal, all right. You know, what could burn, right?
Jim, we did that right here in this building.
We don't move when the fire alarm goes off in here. I don't care. What am I going down to the street so they could call you back in
yep.
10
yep.
minutes?
And then Father Mike, too, watching him walk in that lobby, and the one fireman said, we always looked in his eyes, and we always could get some comfort, but this time we weren't getting it. That really crushed.
He looked like he was freaking out.
Yeah, he was worried there. He stayed a couple of Hail Marys right there for everybody.
Right. All right, thank you, Jeff.
All right, good day, guys.
Trying to give everyone a chance here. The phones have exploded. Rich, what's up? Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, bro?
Not much. My wife actually survived that. She was in Building 2 at the time. She was on the 73rd floor when it happened.
Oof.
But she was saying when she was on her way down, they were on like the 73rd floor or something like that, and she said the plane hit, the whole building swayed. But she was saying that when it first happened.
You see the damage it did in the lobby?
Well, she said when it happened in this first building, they were all sitting in their office, and all that stuff was coming down. This person that she works with said, I think a person just went by.
Wow.
So they were like, you're kidding. So my wife said, well, you know, let's get out of here. So they're like on the 73rd floor, and she said the second plane hit her building. She was in building two. She got out 6 minutes before it came down.
And how's your wife doing 6 months later?
She's better. She doesn't watch any of the stuff on it. I mean, she, like last night, she went and watched the documentary.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I think she got over it like, better than I did because I was like a real wreck. And
yeah.
She's already back in the city working again down on 42nd Street. I even said to her, I said, I'd rather her not work there. But, you know,
right.
What can you do? She's like, I can't just quit. Wow. But she said it was, you know, pretty sick.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear from her all day.
Huh.
Like, I didn't even know she was alive or nothing. Then I saw the building collapse. I'm like, oh, man. So she's in there. No way.
Damn.
And I worked with another guy who went to school like a block away. He said he lived on the other side where the... Because the first plane that hit went through the building and came out the other side.
Uh-huh.
And he said there were, like, people in their flight chairs and their plane chairs in flames just flying through the air. And he was telling he is, and this kid was like... totally traumatized by it.
Sure.
So it's unbelievable. Even watching that, my uncle was a fireman in Brooklyn, and he was telling me, he goes, it just, he couldn't believe how many firemen died doing that. I mean, those guys just don't get paid enough for that. I mean, they should be getting paid a lot more money for, I mean, the things they do.
Yeah, right.
All right, Rich.
All right, take care, guys. You got a great show.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Watching it also, all you think it is, the first plane hits, and you see it's in flames. You've seen the footage 1,000 times. And then the whole story of what's going on inside that tower, and they show the outside shot. You see the one tower on fire, and the other tower's fine. And you're like, oh, we know how this is going to end, you know? So they're just going, you know the other one gets hit. But for some stupid reason in your head, you're like, oh, maybe it doesn't happen this time. Or, oh, geez, don't hit that building.
I couldn't believe the damage it did in the lobby of the building.
Well, they said the fuel went right down the elevator shaft, ignited, and just blew out the windows in the lobby. And that's why those people were on fire in the lobby. They're just, you know, 1 second. Imagine how many times you're standing in front of a goddamn elevator waiting for the door to open. You push the button. Mm-hmm, you wait. Nothing happens. Boom, flaming jet fuel in your face. Huh. What the hell? How did that happen? Then you're just walking around on fire for a little while. Just awful. That's no one has any business of having to deal with that in their life.
Terry, what's going on?
Animals.
Terry.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm calling from Philly, and I was one of the nurses that went up. We went up Thursday.
We were down three blocks down on Church Street. We were watching, you know, firefighters' eyes out and police officers' eyes out. And, you know, having been there, having seen it, I mean, I left behind two kids, little guys, to go help because I felt a need to help somehow. But I'm really glad that they showed it, because I have to say that I really think us as a country, while we didn't forget it, forgot the pain and the fear, and I really think we got complacent. And I'm glad it brought it back to a lot of people, so that people, like you said, these jackasses who keep saying, oh, we're doing too much, or we're being, you know, too forceful, whatever. You know what? We're not doing enough. I'm sorry. They're still walking around. You know what I mean? We haven't done enough. And I'm really glad that they showed it, and as horrible as it was, my husband and I sat and watched it last night, and I remember saying, hey, that's where we were sitting at. That's where we were at. And, like, these guys, they would come down, and we'd wash them out, and we would say to the firefighters, you know, you need to take a break. You can't see out of your eyes. Your corneas are all scratched. They would say, no, just wash them out. Put some gel in it. I got to go back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable, the commitment from these guys. And I was only there for 2.5 days. But, I mean, these guys are still at it. It is totally unbelievable. And that jerk who actually had the nerve to call in and say, we didn't get enough credit.
Kiss off.
Yeah. Get a life and kiss off. Why don't you go join them then?
Yeah, let's not worry about credit.
Credit.
All right, Terry, thank you.
Give credit where credit's deserved.
I'm pretty tired of the speeches. I've had it with the speeches. You know, there's so many speeches, people commemorating, this is the 6 month, anniversary. I'm not into the whole month to month thing. You know what I mean? No. Like, it was 6 months, so this is any more special than it was yesterday, or it's gonna be tomorrow, or it was a month ago. You know what I mean? It's like, it's odd that we recognize it as 6 months and feel we have to do something.
And none of them say what's on everybody's mind, which is just drop a weapon that will wipe these savages out. And nobody says that.
And make people think twice about ever doing something like this, or harboring people that do something like this, or else you will be next to experience not just combat and have to fight the army of the United States, but have to go up against a weapon that you cannot win, and that will devastate your country and turn your economy back to the Stone Age. Exactly.
Something that makes oxygen just leave your entire city for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Wonderful weapon. Buy oxygen.
Exactly.
Bye-bye.
I have a feeling some of that is coming.
Well, yeah, I do too. There's going to be another attack, I think, in our country.
No, I have a feeling we're going to do something pretty rash.
Well, they're already starting to say, hey, don't touch Iraq now. You're going to upset some countries if you touch Iraq. No, we can't listen to those people.
Jay, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Hey, you know how you were talking about that sick sound of the people hitting, you know, when that you kept hearing it over and over?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something that bothered me even more than that. When the guy was taping, and you only caught like a split second of it before when the second plane hit.
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden you hear this roar, and you've heard them say it sounded like the throttle was floored. Well, that's exactly what it sounded like.
Yeah.
And then the crash. Now, today, I don't know if you guys happened to catch the president's speech on the South Lawn. I was watching that, and I hear planes overhead. And here with this whole commemorate six months, a year and a half. I'm thinking, oh, God, not again. Here in 6 months, they're going to crash into the White House.
Yeah, they were probably fighters.
Yeah, it's just very disturbing, and it's horrible to think about. And I think, Norton, you say it best. Just, we should nuke them all.
All right, get rid
of them all.
All right.
You guys suck.
Thank you.
Because they hate us. And Kuwait, what a bunch of ingrates. We bail them out,
and
they're against what we're doing. Oh, God, I don't want to attack Iraq. I want to apologize to Saddam Hussein. I really mean this. Take the Middle East. You can have it. Lay off Israel and don't F with our oil prices. Do whatever you want to the rest of them.
Take Kuwait.
Take it all. They're ingrates. We bail them out, we send soldiers, and we do not agree with you.
Wow.
Oh, God, do I not like that.
I agree with you, Norton. The commission would have a problem with that language. But I agree wholeheartedly.
All right, those silly geese.
What do you think this is, a documentary?
Yes.
Steve, what's going on?
Hey, I was in Cleveland, and I was down at University Hospitals because my mom was dying. And all this was going on and taking place, and it just so happened that my mom passed away, and I had to leave.
It's lucky we're being serious today, Opie.
Had to leave the hospital. And in Cleveland, there was guys, policemen on the corners with shotguns and stuff. You couldn't even get out of Cleveland. You know, and it's like a double-edged sword because I hear 9/11 and I think of everything that happened in New York to you guys.
And then you got your own personal, you know.
And then I'm trying to deal with my mom who just died that was totally unexpected.
Ah.
And, you know, then to go out and be stuck in all this traffic. Couldn't get out of Cleveland. There's cops on every corner with shotguns like in riot gear. I mean, it was just a total nightmare.
Yeah. Well, you know, Godspeed. What can we say?
You guys rock.
You know, there's no answer to any of this.
What can we say? Yes, there is an answer. It's called the National Guard walking up door. Time to go. But we did not do it. Bye-bye. Here's your ticket. Bye-bye.
Out in Z.
Two choices. You board the aircraft or you're shot and buried in a ditch. Bye-bye.
Out.
What about that president? Bye-bye.
Rouse.
Out.
Bill, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, yo, I wanted to call and talk about a couple things. First off, before I get into it, that guy Anthony that was on, he's a total tool.
Ah, well.
Has no idea what he's talking about. I think he's an iron jerker,
yeah.
Not an iron worker.
Well, he was a laborer. Don't confuse him with the iron worker.
Yeah, he's laboring something. Anyway, listen, guys, I just stumbled across that special last night. It was an absolute fantastic 2 hours of TV. It so happens I lost a cousin of mine in the World Trade Center. He was on the 105th floor of the first tower that got hit. Obviously, he had no chance, no way to get out, and it was pretty bad. We were up there today, me and my brother, and we went to the wall where they have all the names and all, and it's pretty moving. It's pretty touching.
Yeah.
But watching that special last night, I'll tell you, the part that got me, when they were talking about the bodies falling and the crashes from it, one of those could have been my cousin, you know what I mean? It was pretty bad, pretty tough.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
That got me. And there's a lot of tools out there talking a lot of crap about what we should and shouldn't be doing. I'm ex-military. I come from a huge military family. I'm a Desert Storm veteran, and I agree with Norton 100%. I think we ought to go in, not only nuke them, we ought to get rid of Kuwait at the same time. They're not even worth dealing with, you know what I mean? We went in there, bailed them out, and that's what we get.
All right, Bill.
All right, guys. You rock. Norton, you suck.
Thanks, buddy.
Aren't you completely bored with the speeches and stuff? Like, Bush gave his speech and stuff, but I am completely... I'm tired of hearing, it has been 6 months, and the courage that we need to show and the commitment that we... It just turns into like, whack, 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 whack. I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear the speech. Yes, we know about the courage. We know... You could watch the shows like we saw last night and get everything you need. I don't need a politician making a speech to me, telling me how I should feel or any of that. They should be in a war room somewhere, figuring out a way to keep this from ever happening again and implementing it.
Do you know what a speech I want to hear from a politician? I'd like to hear the apology to the world from the U.S. for our horrible overreaction. We're really sorry.
Yeah.
We dropped all of those awful bombs. We realize that vegetation will not grow there for 400 years. Look, we got a little upset. We apologize.
Yeah.
That's the speech I want to hear.
And if they have any complaints, show them the special, unedited.
Yeah, exactly. Enough
there
with justice
go.
And, you know, enduring freedom.
Oh, enough. Enough.
Kill
enough.
Them.
Chris, what's going on?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
All right.
Hey.
All right. I'm probably one of the, your biggest D.C. fans down here, one of the 10. And I just wanted to say, I mean... You know, it's a terrible tragedy what happened to New York, but it also, it seems to get overlooked quite a bit what happened to the Pentagon.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it seems like the relief funds, is geared much more towards, the survivors of the World Trade Center than was the Pentagon. And I know the Pentagon survivors haven't received near as much money as the families of the...
Chris, you're correct. The Pentagon situation has been a little bit overlooked, but unfortunately it happened on the same day that, the Twin Towers came down.
Yes, sir.
And...
Can I...
Yeah, I don't even know how to explain it, but the... Because you don't want to say one is more important than the other.
No, not to the people that died. And their
well, no,
family.
I mean, I'm just saying it kind of seems like that sometimes, like when they had the big concert for New York... It just kind of seems like here in D.C., I mean, it was a huge event,
Also, and I'm not going to agree with this or disagree. I'm just going to throw this out there. I think if you're an employee, even a civilian employee in the Pentagon, you do have to accept certain risks because you're working in
what amounts to a primary target, either in a conventional war or some weird friggin' savage wants to steer a plane into a building. I think when you work in the Pentagon, just because of the security that's in that place, you kind of almost have to accept the fact that you might be putting yourself in some type of danger just from working there.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of differentiates those people from the people that were just trotting into the World Trade Center to mop a floor or, you know, sit in front of a computer screen or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I guess I didn't even think about it like that, but I mean, I don't know. It just seems like the D.C. part, you know, it's kind of been underplayed a little.
But, dude, don't forget, also, once it was hit, there really weren't fighters or cops killed, as far as I know. It was more like that was the problem. There were people killed on impact, and then the fire was put out as opposed to the collapse
of the whole building.
I think that scene is more of a military target as opposed to the center, which was civilian.
It doesn't make it right, but...
No, of course not.
Rick, you know something? Rick brings up a great sick point. The Pentagon suffers from no real video coverage. It's true. Like, the World Trade Center, we watched it. Everyone watched it come down and everything. You saw the second plane hit. And the Pentagon was like, we didn't see it. Couldn't feel it. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. But, I mean, I just hope everyone out there doesn't just forget about that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Pentagon is like 70% of the people who work there are civilians and are not military.
I don't think people are going to forget. And it makes a good point. I mean, you watched the documentary last night. You hear the roaring of the plane before it hit the tower.
Yeah.
It is as real as it gets. It's right there in front of your eyes, you know?
Right.
Hey, Bill from Jersey. He's sorry. If you can't friggin' deal with this discussion, then just tune away. What could I tell you? I guess he wants to forget or something.
Are you talking to me?
No, people on instant feedback or feel the need to say, "Dude, what are you talking about? Come on, what is this, September 12th?"
All right, guys, I'll let you guys go and listen to myself, but just want to let you guys know you guys are doing a great job here in D.C. It's really starting to pick up.
All right,
and you guys really need to stop by here sometime.
We're going
to
work it out with, I think, when Jim Norton comes to town for a show.
All right, sounds good. Keep it up.
All right, bro.
Bye.
Bye, fella.
Let's go to Jason. Jason!
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What the hell is Nextel sponsoring this thing for?
Why?
First of all, during the whole, the whole episode, the chaos and everything, all the communications is crapped out. What? All the radios, no one could hear, there was so much stuff going on, all the stuff crapped out.
Yeah, but with those Nextel communication devices?
Yeah, the two ways, and all the radios they were using, no one could hear anybody.
Were they? I don't know that.
Nextel stinks.
That's pretty ironically funny, if you really think about it, really.
that's why I just couldn't believe that they were actually sponsoring that.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, a couple more and we'll get out of this.
Yeah.
Kevin, what's up?
Hey, my uncle, he's a fireman in the city. He was just recently promoted, and we had a party for him. My aunt made this collage of all pictures and stuff. He's just going through the names, this guy here, he died. This guy died in the collapse. This guy was in the collapse. He was caught, but he got out. This guy here died. It was just awful. Awful to listen to.
Yeah, well, it's no fun.
Yeah.
And 6 months later, I'm after last night, I'm just as pissed as I was the day after. You know, I think we're doomed though because you know how many of these animals are in Saudi Arabia, and we have no way that we can bomb Saudi Arabia right now. We're on good terms with them as far as diplomacy goes. It's going to take more American civilians dying like they did on the 11th for us to justify really effing up half the planet. You know what I mean? It's not going to go. This sending a few guys into Afghanistan to blow up some caves and stuff, it's all well and fine, and it's a great thing, and the more of them we kill, the better I feel. But as far as really eliminating the problem, it's going to take an effort that politically right now we can't pull off. Because these animal countries
will freak out too much. And our politicians don't have the balls that are in office right now to go in and do what has to be done. After more buildings fall down, after more people die, after they come up with more clever and creative ways to kill us, because the plane into the building thing is old hat now. You know, we're on to that one. Wait till you see, like,
next time,
like some bizarre way that they go, oh, why didn't we think of that?
Next time it could be a nuke.
Could be a nuke in a city somewhere.
A dirty bomb.
How will you feel? You know something? Honestly, how would you feel? You wake up one morning, you turn the news on, and they're showing you a major city, Chicago, let's say, anyway, Atlanta, in flames, buildings knocked down, it has been nuked. And you know how you felt on the 11th. It's not that far out of the realm of possibility. Will that then make the leaders of this country forget about shaking hands on camera with these animals and start really doing something to eradicate the problem?
I'll tell you what's going to be next. It's going to be suicide bombings. We haven't had any of them. We're going to have them.
Like they have over in Israel. Sure.
They're going to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, the National Guard, out. Get out. Mm-hmm. You know, because all these attacks are going to come from within. They don't have a military. They can't attack like Japan did in the 40s.
Right.
Or they can't attack like we can. They all have to be internal. So what you do is you get them the F out of the country, and they can't attack internally.
Yeah.
I don't care how knee-jerk reaction that
sounds. Ain't going to happen now, though.
I hate them, and I want them out.
More Americans have to die in horrific ways before that'll happen, and that's a real shame.
Well, I don't want to really listen to what we're saying. I want to know what Susan Sarandon or Alec Baldwin thinks. I need to be enlightened.
Golf bald-eyed Susan Sarandon?
Yeah. You always want to know what somebody who took Meisner thinks in a political situation. Bags of jizz. Really are just blowhard bags of jizz.
Ken, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, listen, I'm a volunteer fireman, and I was there the day it went down. I was at work, and they called us over, and let me tell you something. Anthony, and he has the right idea. Just nuke the effing bees.
All right, Ken. Thanks,
thank you.
Ken's right.
We got lots to do today, Ant.
Right!
But that documentary was worth discussing. I thought it was very powerful, obviously. The Danny Boy at the end, forget about it.
Yeah.
My God.
You know what the second most horrific video footage is? The 55-gallon drum challenge. Oh, my God. And then Rick editing it in the office, it was just screams.
Well, we got all the clips.
And horror. We had a lot of fun Friday. There was some hospitalization going on. And I got to hear some of the best screams from Friday.
Why don't we do this? Little break thing, and we'll come back and we'll recap the 55-gallon jump challenge.
Right!
And tell you where you can find all the great video and pictures of the challenge.
Oi! There will always be retarded idiots to entertain us with their stupidity.
Mindless, crotch-grabbing Anthony. Mindless, crotch-grabbing Anthony. People grabbing their crotches and saying, suck it. Okay, Anthony Show. Suck it.
Love the show.
Mindless, 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 mindless. The OB and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Here, check it out, the Opie and Anthony Show. Thanks for tuning in. It's a weird day. But we have lots to do, Anthony.
Yes.
Something I wanted to say right at the top of the show today. It stinks around here.
Oh, God. The whole floor.
And we're not talking
smells.
About the, and we're not talking about the programming.
The whole floor smells. I saw it. Did they cut a chunk of carpeting out of the floor? Did you see that, Op?
Two squares of carpeting
two
had to go.
Chunks of carpeting had to be cut out.
And guess what? That did not help the problem.
No.
It still smells.
We really overdid it last Friday with the 55-gallon drum challenge.
The bathroom is a complete disaster. No one has cleaned that yet.
No.
I thought we hired a cleaning crew. The bathroom, you can't even use it. It smells so bad.
I was just in there. It's awful.
Horrid. The whole place reeks. It smells all the way down the hall toward our offices. There's stains all over the rug still.
The whole area smells like a Canadian box.
And no one thinks it's important enough to clean up.
Really?
They just want to work amongst the smells.
so god awful bad.
Anyway,
it was fun though.
Yeah, the 55-gallon drum challenge was a huge success Friday. So huge, I think next year we bring it to the public.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were hashing it over this time whether we should do it here in the studio or out live somewhere, and
we feel like we had to work out some bugs still.
But I think we got it all worked out.
You know what? Because I think the first time it was pretty impressive, but the second time was unbelievable. Friday was unbelievable. I mean, to see these 55-gallon drums shaking like crazy.
I
now,
think
if we're in a theater
tell.
And the girls are on stage and those barrels start shaking like they did, people going to enjoy it.
Oh, people go crazy. I think you could tell it was going really well because we have so many clips of the girls screaming. And the first time we did it, we had clips, but we needed the hissing cockroach clips to really get the good screams.
Right.
This time, I mean, everything we put in, we were getting a reaction from the girls.
Plus, I'm thinking if we bring it out to the public next year, I didn't realize the type of shots Steve was getting inside the barrel as we're dumping some of this stuff on the girls. There's a video clip, I think it's on foundrymusic.com, where we're placing the eel into the barrel.
Oh, yeah.
The 3 or 4 foot eel. The girl is completely horrified. You see it all. I mean, the camera's right on her face.
Yeah.
Now, if we're in a theater or something doing the 55-gallon drum challenge, we could put that on a huge
big screen.
Big screen,
and you could just see the horror.
See, I didn't think it was a good enough visual event for our listeners.
Oh.
I thought it made a better radio event. But after seeing the footage, we have to bring this out to the people next year, Anthony.
Oh,
with that said, you should go to foundrymusic.com, F-O-U-N-D-R-Y, music.com. There's, I don't know, what, 13, 15 clips, Steve?
There's about 13 clips up now. Jeff is going through his camera right now to put up more, and I'll be going through even more footage tonight because I just stuck the camera into the hole sometime and at times because there were so many people surrounding those barrels. I didn't know what I had until I actually looked at the footage this weekend.
There are some horrified looks on the girls' faces.
The still pictures, too, on OpieandAnthony.com are really frightening. The blood
they
all
are.
Over the girls.
They're good? I didn't get to go through all those yet. Yeah,
the bloody girls are just great. Look at this shot, if I could pop it up here in a second to show you, Opie. Yeah, just look at this one. I can't get the full size. Look at that
lap. Oh, my God.
Her lap. It looks like she just got in a car accident.
And that's inside the barrel.
There it is, yeah.
With the huge crab.
Yeah.
Near her thigh.
And there's a huge crab, and this was pretty early on. So the barrel isn't even that full of crap, but she's just full of blood, which really looks cool.
We learned some things this time around, too.
Yeah.
The crabs.
The giant crabs.
We almost lost all the contestants with the crabs. We thought that was just a quick item, you know, for early on in the challenge.
Two girls backed out because of the crabs. The crabs. Just some of the photos of the tops of the barrels are enough to make you puke. I see brain matter and blood mixed with fish parts and mealworms.
Right. Mm. And the pictures that I'm looking at, it's kind of deceiving because you see the girls poking their head while looking through the holes.
Uh-huh.
The holes look a lot bigger than they really are.
Yeah.
That's something going on with the camera because I think the holes were no more than what, 2 inches across? Top?
Very small, yeah. Couple inches.
Oh my God! There's pictures of the coolers filled with the slaughterhouse stuff.
Yeah, that was really disturbing. We had coolers. These guys brought in coolers full of pig innards, and they're all still connected by that connective tissue. So it was stomachs and intestines that weighed a lot, and they were huge. And then they had lungs and livers, and they were just flopping them on these girls' laps, and they were freaking out.
Yeah. D wants in real fast. D, what's up? D. D. All right. D wants to know when you guys are going to replay the 55-gallon jump challenge. We do have an answer to that a week from Friday.
Oh.
Because we're heading toward vacation, and one of the shows we're replaying during vacation is the 55-gallon jump challenge.
Yeah.
We're just going to clean up and make it really smoke. It's going to be great, great radio a week from Friday.
Look at the look of fear. Like, look at
oh, my God, I didn't see that picture.
Fearful look on that girl's face.
What do you think she's looking at?
I don't know.
Does Might anyone have a clue?
Eel. Might be an eel coming. No, oh, that's, it's this, whatever it is. Dude, look.
What
it might be the giant
Ochsschlong.
Oh, that's what it is.
That was lowered in.
Oh, that was great.
That girl from Cleveland who ended up winning the damn thing with the girl from Rahway.
Yeah.
Man, she was great. We thought she wasn't even going to last through the first round.
No.
And she made it to the end, and she was horrified.
Totally.
Steve's got video of her. You're convinced that she thinks she's going to die. I mean, it's really disturbing to watch. Tom, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey, Tom, what's up?
I'm looking at your pictures, man. I am totally horrified.
Oh, this
yeah.
is unbelievable. I mean, what I heard on Friday and what I see is like night and day.
Really?
Oh, my God. I mean, I look at the ones with the with those maggots, or those millipedes.
Yeah.
I hope nobody was yawning when you were dropping those things in.
We overdid it with the bugs this year.
That seemed to be a good thing. It did cause one of the girls to have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that,
yeah.
That was well. And that crab looks like right out of a monster movie. Those crabs are huge.
The crabs really freaked out the girls. Oh, my God.
That's the bottom of the barrel.
I'm looking at a picture of the bottom of the barrel. That is. Oh, look at the Rich Voss CD. No joke. There it is.
Yeah.
We threw that in as the last item because we needed something that really stunk.
Big fish. I see eyeballs in here.
What does it smell like in there? Does it still stink?
Yeah.
Really?
I can't describe the smell. It is horrific. It's fishy.
It's fishy.
It's flesh.
It's bad.
It kind of like melts your nose hairs, I bet.
It's really, really bad.
Hey, if we catch Osama, man, stick him in one of these barrels.
All right. Oh. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Just throw deodorant and women into it.
I guess Scott Herman, our old GM, came down and talked to our new GM, Ken
Stevens. Did he? Because I know there was a problem with a couple of guys bringing a dead skunk. They brought roadkill. They brought a dead skunk. And, of course, you have to go to the 10th floor in order to get down into these studios.
And I guess someone, because everything was okay because it was in a cooler.
Yeah.
And I guess someone said, well, what'd you bring for the 55-gallon drum challenge? And this guy, if he's around, he's got to call the show. He goes, well, let me show you.
Let me show you. Pops it open. It's a dead skunk. Now, the smell went all over the 10th floor, which is 1010 Winds. That's the news station in New York. The huge news station. They're very serious up there. Very serious people. And they did not want a dead skunk fumes all over their building.
In the radio world, let's just put it this way. We're the 1010 Winds with the goatee.
Right, the evil 1010
Winds. We're the evil 1010 Winds.
Yeah, so they were very pissed off. This wasn't the first time stuff like this happens either, because they've been pissed at us in the past because we got naked crack whores sitting up there in the waiting room. And they're sitting right next to like a politician that's ready to be interviewed up in Winds. And there's a crack whore like, how you doing? You like crack?
Let's not forget the time we made fun of their
you
nun.
You want F me?
We made fun of their nun that was being interviewed one time.
The nun that fell down and
well, she
hurt
broke
herself.
Her ankle. And we did some reporting, that's all.
Just like they do.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, did you see the skunk?
Yeah.
What was the deal with the skunk?
Got yelled at from the Winds people.
Yeah, I did. No, it was in a cooler and it was roadkill, like they hit it with their car. And
was it fresh roadkill?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was brandy new?
It was fresh and new.
Whoa.
It was horrifying. He's like, hey, guys, look. And I'm like, you're in a radio station, dude. What are you doing? He just breaks it out, showing it to everybody in the hall.
And every time he's waving it around, more skunk smell is just.
I worked at the station this weekend, and I went upstairs, and
it still smells like skunk.
It smells all over the place.
I'm John Montoe.
They're really mad.
They're pissed. That's okay.
Really, really.
You know
mad.
Something? They're so used to being pissed at us. They've like threatened us, but you know something? They can't do anything.
But every time
we can't help it, we share space with them.
Yeah.
Every time I've gone upstairs today, they're giving me the worst looks. All the business ladies are looking at me like I'm a piece of trash, like I caused the whole thing.
Well, we are down here.
Well, right, but still.
Deal with it.
Yeah, it really smells bad up there. It smells bad down here. When are we going to get this place cleaned?
Mm.
All right.
Oh, you got her, Norton. That was good.
All right, you want to hear some clips, Ant?
Boring station they have anyway. Give us 22 minutes. Blah, 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 blah. Shut your faces.
It's news, man.
Dullards.
I listen to 1010 Winds every day on my way in.
If it wasn't for traffic, that whole station should be firebombed. It's the only good thing they do
is traffic
on the ace.
Traffic blows. And it's on the ones.
Traffic on the radio never works.
It does help.
No, it never works because they're never talking about the traffic you're in.
If they say that there's going to be traffic on a road I got to travel, I take that road because everybody else avoids it. By the time you get there, by the time they announce it, there's no more traffic.
They try to get us to do traffic so they could sponsor it. Hey, guys, I got an idea. Why don't you do a little traffic report? We're like, no, traffic, it stinks.
The only time the
traffic reports never work ever.
I got to disagree. I've had good experience with traffic reports. Yeah, I've coming into New York a lot of times through the tunnels, sometimes twice a day, once for a bad audition I'm going to bomb on, and then once for a very mediocre set later that night. And, you know, you need those traffic reports. I would live on them.
Really?
Most of the time, it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Accident reports are very helpful.
If it's a big accident on the George Washington Bridge and they tell you, you know, straight up, fine. But it's never that. It's all about roads that you don't travel on.
Well, now they're mad at us again up there. So,
all right. So you want to hear some clips from the 55-gallon drum challenge?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to replay the entire show a week from Friday. Keep that in mind. All right?
Right.
I guess this is a clip of the beginning of the 55-gallon drum challenge. I think one of the contestants wanted to know if we were going to warn them before we dump stuff into the barrel.
Right. Okay.
Tell us before you put it on us.
What? Who's talking? Oh, Stephanie. Barrel 10.
Stephanie? You know something?
Yeah.
That might have been a good idea, but I don't think so.
We didn't tell her. How you doing, Steph?
I'm okay.
Here we go. Let the fun begin.
Just a little fun to start it off with. Go ahead. Okay, no one knows where it's coming
from. Oh, I'm not freaked out just yet.
I love the little screams.
Yeah. Oh my God.
These girls are never going to make it.
40 minute show today.
These girls are never going to make it.
Oh my God!
Freeze! That's right, you bitch!
And Frenchie's taking
it. You take it now.
All right, Frenchie.
Frenchie's just taunting them.
You like that, don't you?
You cowardly Frenchman!
They're already screaming.
God damn, was that fun.
Oh,
that
wow.
Really had an impact on the outcome, too. Because the cold water that the girls had to sit in, a couple of girls had to bow out just because they were cold. But that's part of it. It's an endurance test.
Yeah, we learned some things.
Yeah.
Uncle John, what's going on?
Hey, guys. That show on Friday was just out of this world. It was hysterical. Out of all the things that went on, it was one line. It just made me lose it. One of the girls towards the end of the show yelled out, "Oh, my God, it's a chicken head."
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. We dropped chicken heads and feet in.
We started throwing all sorts of crap in on
it. That's so funny.
The eels were unbelievable.
And there were so many of them. By the time we got to the eels, there were only two girls left. And we had about 20 eels. So they just kept getting dumped in one at a time into the barrels, completely alive, thrashing around. And the girls were then, you know, they'd sit there, and after five, you got to be like, oh, my God, how many more? Oh, there's another one and another and another. And they're just flapping and slapping them. And they're trying to, the girls are trying to hit them and brush them off of themselves into the water. One ended up right
water.
In the girl's
lap. You call it water?
Water guck, whatever it was.
A sewer.
One commented, you know, it's in my lap. She couldn't get it out of her lap.
Hey, John.
No, John's long gone. That's all you got today?
I wanted to ask him something.
Here's another clip when we started throwing the blood in that Frenchie brought.
Yeah.
Frenchie brought gallons and gallons of blood.
Right.
We were just pouring all over their heads, and it was ice cold blood.
We have a huge, giant gallon jug of pure blood.
Pure
lamb.
Pure
blood. Nice and juicy.
I'm done with the freaking bugs.
Bugs.
Oh, God. There's bugs everywhere. No.
The noises are amazing.
Oh god!
Blood dumped over her head.
You know what's great about this?
No,
the pacing of this is starting to build. Yeah,
blood on their heads. So then they're sticky, all full of blood, and then we really started grossing them out with the body parts, organs. But the bugs really put it over the top. The crickets.
Well, before the bugs in, because I got it queued up here,
yeah.
The crabs.
Crabs, yes.
We thought that was kind of like a throwaway item, but the size of them. And
they
some
were giant.
Of the girls, and this is what we got to learn for next time.
Yeah.
There were times the girls could peek out these holes and they could see what's coming next because we had them in a half circle.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fix that for the next time we do it.
We will face the holes. There will be holes only on one side.
Right.
And we'll face the holes away so they can't see anything.
Yeah, because two girls bailed out because they saw that what was coming into the 55-gallon drums next,
yeah.
And they couldn't handle it. Here's when it went down when two of the girls said, I'm out. Sick.
All right, here we go. Watch this.
Hold on. I think we have somebody punching out.
Tracy.
This is Tracy. Tracy.
No, I'm okay.
Oh! Didn't she say she wanted out?
She started to try and tap out, but I think she recovered.
All right.
Are you going to be able to make it?
Another item has started making its way into the barrels.
We have to actually pull the lid off the barrels to put these in because they're so big. They are huge crabs. They're giant.
Hold on. I think Tracy not again. Tracy, do you want out?
I want out.
Oh, okay. Unbuckle
right
the top.
Out.
Tracy's out.
We've lost our first.
Get Tracy out.
55-gallon jump challenge.
Tracy is out. Come on out, Tracy.
Anthony, I think she heard what was going into the other barrel.
Oh, Tracy.
Oh, there goes Tracy.
Oh, my God.
Get a picture of Tracy.
You okay?
Tracy's out. Tracy, what was going on in there? What's the problem?
Oh, my God. Stephanie,
you okay?
Stephanie wants out right now. Get her out.
Stephanie's
out.
Up
on the top. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Are you okay, Stephanie?
All right, wait. What, Stephanie? What got you?
What finally got you?
I saw what's coming in next.
Oh God! Oh,
damn!
My God!
I can't do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, get the ladies into the bathroom so they could clean off.
Oh my God! The girl, she looks like.
Oh my God! Stephanie.
She looks like she was in the movie Carrie.
Stephanie, you look like you just walked out of a murder scene.
Wow. See, that's where we made the mistake, though. They saw what was coming.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get the reaction.
I would have loved to have dumped those giant crabs into their barrels, because they were completely horrified of the crabs. The other girls, they were screaming pretty good.
I got a little more audio of the crabs going into the barrels.
Right.
The big crabs. They were like 6 or 7 inches across, right, Ant? Big claws.
Wait.
Yeah, no cursing. There's no cursing in the 55-gallon drum challenge.
You may want to, but don't do it.
You can think
about it, but don't do it.
Uh-oh, someone is...
Holy
No cursing!
No cursing!
Oh, my God!
That's an attention getter.
You'll be okay.
And now the last one, Jennifer, is going to be getting her addition to the family.
Woo! Oh, I don't want to touch it.
Okay.
Is it going to bite me?
It might.
Oh, God. Holy
shit. I'm wearing no cursing.
Holy crap.
None of us heard this on Friday because every time they curse, we had to dump out of the show.
I know.
You hear in the background the other girl saying, I got a bug in my ear? Well, that was another story we got to talk about when we get back from break.
Maria.
Let me go to Joe. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Warren? Hey, yo, man, I was a little mad because you ended the contest like 5 minutes just before I got there. I had a bunch of gardener snakes and a little concoction of like cat feces and cut off fish heads and stuff and grinded it all up.
You can't use cat crap.
No, I had Mongo with me too, and we were gonna put up an extra $500. Just to let the girls that won just pour it on them. I don't care if they took it or not. We were going to give it to them. But we get to the desk, and I asked to speak to Rick. And
well, at that point, the contest was... We gave them everything we had. That's why the contest ended when it did. We thought the eels would be the showstopper. We were convinced if it got down to it, we put eels in the barrels. They're all jumping and wanting to get out.
You don't think the snakes would have got them, the little garden snakes?
They thought the eels were snakes.
Yep.
They didn't know what they were. They just knew they were big, long, and thick.
Well, you guys teach me how to talk cold to these guards because I wanted to come up. Me and Mongo was going to make a donation to the stairway that you got up there.
The crack dealer from Newark, that's right.
Yeah, so the security guard said, well, what do you want to speak to? Rick wants to know what you want. And I'm like, well, you know, this place looks like a courthouse. I'm not going to.
All right, Joe, this is boring radio, so I'm going to let you go, right?
Get the crackhead.
But at that point, the contest was over.
You know what we should have dropped in? I didn't even think of it. A live possum. You know how nice that would have been?
Oh, man. Just start gnawing into the girls, trying to chew their way out. Yeah.
There's always the 55-gallon drum challenge 3.
Yes.
We always have to up the ante. But the girls, I mean, it was dark in those barrels. They didn't know if that was a snake or an eel. We didn't tell them, here comes the eels.
You know what else? People saying that the holes are too big.
Yep.
To allow them to kind of get a little grasp of being outside. We got to make the holes probably half the diameter that they are this time.
They were pretty small, though. I think they're deceiving in those pictures. Because
they are, but even smaller. I think the guy's right. A few more smaller holes just on one side. The big holes on top so we can dump the stuff in.
More importantly is just have where they can only see like a wall.
Yeah, that's it.
But we live and learn.
Yeah.
And if you can get them all at once, drop whatever it is. If you can get six guys or whatever, everyone gets it at once. This way they can't hear the screams of the one next to them and cop out.
Oh, I think that's great,
that
though.
That really...
It's the anticipation. That works into their psyche. My turn.
It's like, why is she screaming like she's screaming?
And when is my turn?
And when is my turn? And am I going to be able to handle this? Oh, yeah. The anticipation's great. And what we did was we alternated that as much as we could. So we would start on one end, and then the next item over here, you know. The footage is up on foundrymusic.com, F-O-U-N-D-R-Y, music.com. There's also some pictures up on opieandanthony.com and a link to foundrymusic.com on opieandanthony.com.
Yeah.
Hope that makes sense. We have a few more clips, and then we'll move on to other things, but we have to take a quick break here.
Are you ready? Opie and Anthony are going to touch you where it's dirty.
Take it like a champ, okay?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
N-E-W. The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Yeah, this is the Opie and Anthony Show. Kind of recapping the 55-gallon drum challenge, Anthony.
Right.
Going to replay the whole show when we're on vacation a week from Friday. Write that date down if you didn't hear the show. It was a good one. It was a real good one.
Yeah.
Some great video up on foundrymusic.com. Sarah's on the phone, one of our winners. Sarah.
Hey.
What's going on, Sarah?
What's up? How are you guys doing?
Sarah from Cleveland, Anthony, the high school dropout.
Oh, yes. Come on now.
Well, you are, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You're a big star today. You see the video clips?
No, not yet.
You look horrified in some of these clips.
Yeah, we really got some good pictures of you inside the barrel.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
Yeah, your facial expression is sheer terror.
Well, that's fun.
Do you still smell?
No. Came home and I soaked in the tub for like 2 hours.
You did you?
Yeah.
Well, it still stinks around here.
Oh.
He was walking someone around, pointing out spots and stuff on the carpet.
I know. I think they're a cleaning crew or something.
I'm hoping.
Hey, did you have any bugs anywhere?
Nope.
On your body? Did anything?
In my hair.
Did any stuff that we had dumped in the barrel end up somewhere embarrassing?
No.
Very good. You want to keep that all squeaky clean.
Yes.
Yes.
So what got to you in the barrel there, Sarah?
The eels.
The eels?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a great video clip of you when we were putting the eels in.
I didn't like those at all.
No.
But you didn't. But you were brave. You didn't want out.
No.
How much more you think you're
there?
Opie, she's still a little potty mouth, too.
Know,
she's still a potty mouth.
Compromising the integrity of this radio program.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You know what I like? Documentary.
Sarah was the one, too. She was crying when she got out of the barrel. She fell down. She could not support herself with her legs. They were so frozen, so cramped up. That they had to sit her down on the little step stool that she used to get out of the barrel, and every time she went to stand up, she looked like a newborn foal.
Yeah,
like her legs just shivering, and then she fell down again.
She was an emotional wreck.
Hey Sarah, how long have you been dating that psychopath?
That guy looked like every pyromaniac in grammar school. What a lunatic you're dating. Sat there trying to kiss you after you got out of the barrel.
I know. That was kind of sick, yeah.
Ugh, that is sick.
How long have you been with that maniac?
About 9 months.
Yeah, look at that. All right.
That's a classic.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
Uh-huh. Well, I wanted to ask you guys, I heard that you had no faith in me.
No, I didn't think you were going to make it.
None whatsoever. You were the long shot.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
That's terrible.
You know, next time we do this, we're going to do it in public, and we're going to have betting and all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
Each girl will have odds.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Little betting.
Wow. Yeah,
little action.
You were the long shot, Sarah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You'd have paid big.
That you were shaking good. When we were putting you in the barrel.
Yeah.
Of course we had no faith in you.
All right.
She's pretty tough, though. Like yeah. Ann said, she couldn't even stand at the end of the
show. No, my legs still hurt right now, actually.
They do, a little cramped up.
Sore still.
How old a gal are you, if I might ask?
18.
Wow.
Teen. I'll be 19 next month.
Oh, little teen, hiney.
Little teen.
Trickling yellow loveliness. I'm so scared. Trickle, trickle, trickle.
All right. Well, thank you, Sarah.
All right. Well, you guys have fun.
All right.
All right, bye.
Oh, are you going to?
You didn't get her.
I know. I
damn you.
John, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
I got a question for you. What you guys, I know some of that stuff you threw in there was live. What became of all the remains?
It was wheeled out by some professional cleaning crew that actually accidentally spilt one of the barrels over.
Nice.
That was something. I mean, you have, what do we have, 10 barrels?
10 barrels.
10 yeah.
When you have 10 barrels, thank you, Jim. When you have 10 barrels full of stinky liquid and go, I think your primary goal, the most important thing, is not to spill one of the barrels. Then, you know, you could look at other things. What are we going to do with it? Where are we going to put it? How are we going to deodorize? How are we going to... But the first thing is don't spill the barrel. They spilt the barrel.
Dude.
They spilt one. And it went on the carpet. The friggin' knife had to be taken to the carpet. There's a huge chunk of about 4 feet by 2 feet of carpet
gone.
Ripped out over there.
And it still stinks.
Well, you guys should have taken some of that stuff and threw in a 5-gallon bucket, sealed it up, and saved it for next year.
That's not a bad idea.
Did you see the psycho that was running around spraying things with his...
All right, guys, take care.
Pulled up slacks and his copy of Rolled Up Boy's Life in his back pocket. What a lunatic with his Bob's Big Boy hair. Doing his little
his Alan Rumsfeld hair.
Who did Donald Rumsfeld.
Donald Rumsfeld hair.
I don't know what Alan Rumsfeld. I don't know what he does.
I was confusing him with Alan. What's his face?
Avery.
Yeah, the other guy.
Let me tell you, the guys that were taking the barrels out because we were out on the stairway making a little, you know, making smoke.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
There was some kind of action going on. There were just too many people in the studio.
Yeah,
so there was, I don't know what was going on. I think Old Dirty was shooting up heroin in the back.
No, we were smoking a little right there.
Just smoking a little, right?
Get a little cloud.
Yo, the guys that were taking the barrels down were cursing you people out.
Really?
They were cursing you cats out in Spanish.
But that was their job.
What? They were pissed off.
That was their job, man.
They could have used one of those barrels to float over here and... Old Dirty was in the back going through all the contestants' pocketbooks while they were in the barrels.
We should get Pete in here because he was having a meeting with someone from the building.
Yeah.
Because I guess the people from the building are very pissed off at us today.
Yes, you've destroyed a floor.
We're getting Pete. Joe, what's up?
Yo.
Hey, Joe. Hey.
No, this is Bill. I know you're going to say Joe, though, because he said Joe first time. I'm disappointed, you guys.
Why?
Because the contest was rigged for the Slaughterhouse guys to win the WrestleMania tickets, and I'm glad I didn't come down because I was coming down from Philly, and the contest was rigged, and I'm very upset with you guys.
It wasn't rigged.
How, Joe?
Listen, I don't need to explain. You guys know it was rigged. That's all there is to it.
Wait, jackass. How was it? I hate when people hang up like that. You know why? It was rigged. It was rigged. I know. It was rigged. It was rigged.
It wasn't rigged,
because
idiot.
You didn't have something good enough to win? Is that what you're pissed off at? Jack F. Tool?
I'll tell you this
crap much. Crap-faced F.
Ass F.
Thank you, Old Dirty.
God, I wish this was a documentary so we could curse.
Curse at that guy. He knows nothing. You're a jerk.
Let's get the winner of the WrestleMania trip on the line. Because when we gave him the tickets, I kind of felt like he is a big wrestling fan. So why would we rig it?
You know what? And there were some other people that were like, maybe this guy should win or that one. And I'm like, you know something? The biggest impact.
If you were here and you saw those coolers open with all the body parts from a slaughterhouse,
I know it's rigged. I know it's rigged.
You retard. You mongoloid.
Hey, guys, you're not noticing. Big Delicious C is here.
Yes. Pete, and just because his last name's Johnson, that's not by coincidence.
It's not. Big Delicious.
I don't want to repeat what Ron and Fez was saying about your show.
What was it? It stinks?
Probably the smelliest show on.
Well, they're absolutely right. The show stunk Friday.
Mr. Gazzo, who spilled the barrel?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
So, Pete, you had a meeting with the building?
Yeah, who is this?
Yeah, the woman she's looking at, she says it's going to take more than one day to clean this up.
Oh, boy. Why?
Well, it's a big job. You know, people were trancing throughout the hallways or wherever it was going.
Oh, boy.
In master control, through the shop, anywhere they were walking.
Well, you know what they need, Pete, is one of those carpet cleaners. That's all.
No, they're going to bring a carpet cleaner in there, but it's more than that. I had to throw carpeting away.
I saw you cut a big chunk out of the carpet. Now, how's that getting replaced?
They kind of replaced it already.
You did?
No, they come. Those are all blocks. All these carpets are blocks.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because you got the floor with the electric underneath.
Yeah.
Well, Pete, but what did they say? Were they angry?
All that liquid was going underneath the carpeting. So
uh-oh.
That's why.
So now you got to lift it up and clean the... Boy. So were they mad at us, Pete?
No, they're not mad. I mean, that's their job to do it.
Right. That's what I said.
But it's just that everybody has to live with the smell here.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And yet you've never smelled the worst of smell, right? In your 37 years here at WNEW? What smelled worse, the 55-gallon drum challenge or when Keith Moon puked all over the rugs?
Yeah.
Anyway, the 10th floor, they thought there was going to be some sort of a biohazard problem in here.
Oh, really?
They weren't sure whether it was safe to come into the...
They were a little mad at the smell of the skunk upstairs at Wynn's.
Well, that bothered them, but also they weren't sure of all the smells they were getting up there.
Was it the smell like wafting up to the 10th floor? Yeah.
When I first got here on Friday, dude,
it smelled really bad. That's why I never left this studio or right outside where we broadcast from. I did not go outside because the people that had it the worst were the people that got just a brief inhale of fresh air and then came back in. That's how bad it smelled. Well, Pete, get back to your duties.
Thank you.
And clean up or have somebody clean up. I'm very sorry about the stink, but it's part of our show.
Okay.
All right, Pete.
All right, Pete.
Take care.
All right, Pete, what smells worse? The carpet or the microphones before you clean them when we have special guests that come up? Can you please tell me that?
It's a close, yeah. Really tell
you didn't have to disinfect the mics today, did you?
No.
See? Now you can concentrate on the floor.
Very good.
From one smell to another.
Oh, all right, Chris, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Coming at 3 on Friday and taking the foam out of the mics and dropped them in the barrel. All the girls would have left.
Well, you know what? Only two guys that keep this station afloat. I think you have the right to do anything you want on the carpets. Because without you, there would be no carpets. There would be no station.
I'm just going to see if we can get away with just taking a dump on the carpet one day. Smearing it in with my foot and saying, clean this up.
Kind of like...
Tina!
Kind of like Ozzy's dog.
Yeah.
In the next episode of the Ozzy.
Where they just show the dog crabbing. Isn't that tonight? When is that?
Tuesday.
Tomorrow night. Tonight is Colin Quinn show at 9:30.
Yeah, I know.
Why can't we get Colin on the show?
I think he's calling in today. Chris, the WWF WrestleMania winner. What's up?
What's going on, boys?
Hey.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, man. Be honest. Are you a wrestling fan?
Yes, I am a wrestling fan. Okay. Hey, you guys, I won a trip back in January for having the WOW sign on Raw. I'm a big fan.
Well, that guy claims that we rigged it.
It's rigged.
I would like to see him go find some pig parts like that. I worked my ass off to get that and win that trip.
Rigged
my ass. Let's see him go find stuff.
I wish
like
the guy would explain to us why he thought it was rigged.
He had no answer.
Instead of just hanging up.
I love that.
Yeah, because I remember before the contest, when we were in the back office talking with you, telling you what to bring in and, you know, what time to show up, you said that you thought somebody else might have a shot.
All right, Chris. Well, congratulations.
Thanks again for the trip, guys.
It's Slaughterhouse Man.
Have a good day.
Speaking of WrestleMania, Triple H coming in this week.
Yeah.
I think we need to line up some girls so we can spank them like last time.
Yeah, we got to. But man, he made a girl's butt cheek.
Peaches.
Blood came to the surface of her cheek through the skin. He smacked her so hard. Big Triple H meaty paw.
Jesus.
Just wham! And it made the shape of his hand
And then little droplets of blood started raising out of the pores to the surface. I'm like, man, you know how to smack a bitch up.
It was peaches from the Tender Trap, Anthony.
From the Trap. One of my favorite strip clubs.
Well, if you can't get any girls, guys, I'm here.
Spank me, Triple H.
Stands for huddla, huddla, huddla. It's not gay if one man's just teaching another man a lesson about behavior.
You want to hear more clips from the 55-gallon jump challenge?
Yes, I want to hear the screams of horror.
All right, this is when we broke out the chum, Anthony.
All right.
The chum. Don't forget, we're replaying the 55-gallon jump challenge a week from Friday when we're on vacation.
Yeah.
This is when the chum went into the barrels.
Chum challenge. Okay, I got chum, bunker chum, with concentrate bunker oil.
Okay.
Squid.
Okay.
Herring.
Uh-huh. Oh, it stinks.
And whole bunker.
Wow, okay.
It's gross. Yeah.
All right, let's start.
Move it over there, and all right, here we go. The chum is making its way into the barrels.
Dude, that smells so friggin' bad.
Just pour it all in now, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That is so disgusting.
Oh, listen to this reaction. Listen to this reaction.
Oh, God, what is that? Oh. Oh, nasty.
Give her another one. It went right on her head. This
you know what's funny?
Smells so bad.
Opie, it piles up on top of the hole and then slowly goes and falls into the barrel.
Let's get another reaction here. Here goes Stacy.
Let's listen. Let's listen in.
Let's listen in. Here we go.
No cursing.
Okay, terrific.
No cursing.
Oh.
That was a great reaction, but she cursed, Ant. She said, what the F? All right. The chum is making its way in to the barrels.
Ew. Oh, no. Ow! That's my mouth.
Ow!
God.
Did you see the barrel shaking back and forth like she's trying to get away from it, but she's in a barrel?
It's so enough. I don't even have the goggles on anymore.
God damn, that's great.
I love hearing these clips. Jason, what's up, bro?
Hey, not much, man. I was calling. I think it's just the whole idea of the 55-gallon drum contest to get harder every year.
Yeah.
How about throwing in a returning champion type deal?
Well, let me tell you this. We did the 55-gallon drum challenge 2 years ago for the first time, and no one that did it the first time around wanted back in on the contest. That's how sick this thing is.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So hopefully some of the girls from this year will want to do it next year when we take it to the public.
Right.
All right.
Right. If you can cover up that hole where they can't see what's coming next.
Yeah, we figured out a lot of things this time around.
Yeah.
All right, Jason.
All right, fellas. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Another clip when we were putting the chum in. All right, look at it. He's scooping.
Ah!
The chum looks almost like chili.
Yeah.
But it doesn't smell like chili. She might be out. She might be out, Anthony. Stephanie, you want out?
No.
Oh, she missed.
Is it a barrel shake? Give her another one. Oh, my God. Look at all of it.
No cursing. No cursing.
Hold on.
No cursing.
It looks like something out of the dumpster of Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my God.
Jim. You sick out.
I'm glad we're playing these clips because none of this made the air because of the cursing.
Yeah.
All right, one more quick clip and we'll take a break. Maybe we'll play more later. I don't even know what we were dumping in at this point. All right, here we go. Watch this thing.
Oh, this is gross.
Stacy is not going to make it.
Look at all of it.
She's not going to make it. This could be it right here, Ant. This could be it.
Oh, my God. It went to my mouth. It
went to my mouth.
Guys, stop using the barrels like a glory hole. Uh-oh. This could be it. Stacy? Could be over. Man, this is so sick.
I love hearing the screams.
We had to worry about the broadcast to sit back and listen to this. It's sick.
The screams are horrible.
Oh, my God.
That is so bad. She was really screaming.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, like I keep saying, we'll replay the whole show a week from Friday, all right?
Yeah. Something weird about hearing a girl scream while you massage the tent in your boxers.
Like you're doing, you sick F. All right, now we got the 5 o'clock O on the way.
Yeah.
Some girl wants to do that for us. We got real Bobby Knight clips on the way.
Yes.
And more of your phone calls. Opie. I love Snatch. Bring on the horse.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You filthy criminals.
Worse than anthrax.
That's going to make a sweeper.
Where's the kaboom?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the O&A Show.
Hey.
Bobby!
Yeah.
What's up, Bobby?
What's going on? Hey, is it just me or is the screams coming from these girls hot?
Uh-oh. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, yeah, if we have to be honest with ourselves, sure, a little bit erotic.
Dude, listen to them again.
Well, we got a few more that Rick in here, so.
I'm just listening and they're like, man. Like, it sounds like these girls are like nutting over here or something.
All right, Bobby. You all right, Bobby?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, cool. There goes Bobby.
Hey, man.
Let's go to Stacy, who is one of the contestants in the 55-gallon drum challenge. Stacy, what's going on today?
Hi, guys. What's up?
Hey.
How are you?
Real good. How are you?
I'm all right.
How was the rest of your night? How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I actually smelled pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told that yesterday.
Oh, really? It stuck on you?
Yeah, it was. I'm all right now, but it was pretty bad.
What do you have to use to get it off? Tomato juice or lemon juice, I heard, worked pretty well.
I just showered repeatedly.
Oh. And then what, you got out of the shower, you dry off and go, I still stink?
Yeah, pretty much. It was really bad.
Did you have any things that were in any places they shouldn't have been?
No comment.
Oh, come on, be honest.
Yeah.
Like?
At first I did when we went back to the hotel.
Like what?
Break wind and have a little brain fallout?
No, it wasn't like that. The tongue was actually the worst part in my hair.
Ugh.
That was really gross.
So what do you think hearing these clips back?
Oh my God, I was just listening to it. I sound like such a girl.
Well,
it was terrible.
You're horrified.
I screamed like such a girl. Yeah.
You guys were brave.
Yeah, it sounds a lot worse than I thought it was going to be.
The hair was standing up on my arm a few times when the girls were losing it. Yeah, have you seen the video on foundrymusic.com yet?
I haven't, actually.
You got to go there. Some of the clips are pretty interesting.
Yeah, I saw some of the still shots, but I didn't get to see any.
The video's great.
Yeah.
Because there's one shot where we're teasing one of the girls with the eel.
Yeah.
And you can see her face. She's looking up at the eel, and she's just freaked out. She doesn't know if it's a snake. She doesn't know what it is at first.
Ugh.
So, all right, Stace. Thanks for checking in.
No problem, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
She gave us great radio on Friday.
We did have a girl hospitalized, too. We had Maria was her name. And we dumped in a bunch of crickets. Which really freaked the girls out, because the crickets have those things on their arms that kind of feel like they're pinching you, and they thought that they were biting them.
They always yell, they're biting me!
They're biting, they're biting. It's like, no, their legs are very needly and stuff.
And next year, some form of earplug.
Maybe earplug.
Yeah. Some form of earplug where they could still hear, but we protect the ear canal.
I like maybe the idea they can't hear or see.
I like
we
that.
We should blindfold them and really put earplugs, the really good earplugs in their ears, and then wrap something around their head so they can't hear.
I don't think it's as bad.
Really?
Yeah, they need all their senses.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Their senses start freaking out on you.
Then you plug the hole and fill the barrel with water, and we all whack our bags and go home.
I don't know. Taking the taking sight out of the mix. Well, yeah, because they kind of liked the big crab when they saw it. It kind of scared them a little more. But we had this girl, and one of the crickets crawled in her ear, and she couldn't get it out. So she had to go to the hospital. They took her to the hospital. We hospitalized someone. And then they said the cricket backed its way out before the doctors had to pull it out, but it was really hurting her.
After it laid a few thousand eggs.
There's a story. There's a story you heard about that, man. Word up. You always got to plug your ears up, man. I would put some kind in my ear.
The cockroach get in there?
Yeah, dude, what? Yeah. Yeah, this girl had it in her brain and started crawling and creeping all up in there. I'm serious, dude. And she started laying all types of family up in there.
That's an urban legend.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, dude, but you know, come on, man. You got crickets crawling in that girl. Is it what you think a little cockroach can't get in there, dude? Make home up in there?
Oh, some ghetto urban legends.
Hey, the kind ball's handy.
This Afghan chick that hates our show but listens all the time anyway.
Ah.
Fugazi or whatever her name is. Fousey, Fozzie.
What's your name?
Fousey.
Fousey, how are you?
How's things at the Burka factory?
Opie, don't copy my accent, please.
Your what?
I wasn't.
Don't copy my accent.
Okay. Do you hate the show?
Do I hate the show?
Yes.
Are you kidding? No, of course not.
Okay, so why does she hate the show?
No, I don't hate the show.
We've talked to her many times, and she doesn't really like much of what we do here.
Yeah.
No. What I was saying, today I was on the road. I listened to you guys for 1 hour, and you're like, keep playing that. Those girls are screaming. I mean, what I was saying, you guys just don't have guy listeners. You have a lot of girls that listen to you, too.
Yes.
And I'm one of them. I always listen to you guys.
Guys? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but you guys keep playing that. That gets, like, boring, you know?
Uh-huh. The girls screaming are boring?
Yeah, to me it is. I mean, who enjoys that?
As boring as this phone call?
What would you
prefer us playing? A girl and maybe with a headgear being beaten in the street by her husband with sandals in December?
Yeah, is that good?
Hey, listen, I really don't want to discuss that.
Discuss what?
This call is not about Afghanistan. I just wanted you guys really think that you guys have girls listeners, too. That's the whole point.
But they like it, too. It's not because it's women screaming. If it was men screaming, I would enjoy it just as much as anybody screaming.
Norton, you're not making sense, okay?
Yes, I am making sense, dumbbell. I just said I would enjoy screaming of men as much as women. So why shouldn't women enjoy it as much if there's women screaming?
Why do you curse at people? Can't you be just nice and talk like
I didn't curse. I didn't curse. I did not curse.
I love when Fousey calls.
Opie and Anthony, that's my whole point. I listen to you guys all the time, and I love the show.
Fousey Bin Laden.
Listen, Muppet name.
Shut up.
Curse.
I'm not Bin Laden, okay?
It's Fousey's sister.
Fousey Bin Laden. Fousey Bear.
What does the name Fousey mean?
Fousey means victorious.
Victorious?
Yes, if there's a contest, who's the most aggravating C, you will be victorious.
You are Fousey.
Norton, you're not funny, okay? Nobody's laughing right now.
Nobody is laughing, and you're absolutely correct. $3.99. Do you have exact change? Shut it, stupid.
All right.
Look at him. He thinks he's funny. He's not. Thank you, guys.
Fousey.
My target audience.
Do you wear Western clothing?
I wear it now, and I wore it when I was in Afghanistan, yes.
How did you not get beaten if you wore it in Afghanistan?
Opie, I always think you guys are very well educated. That time was only when Taliban were in Afghanistan. Before that, we were just like here. We had a civilized lifestyle.
Hey, Fousey, have you ever dated an American guy, or do you not like American guys?
Have I ever dated a couple of times?
Would you? I would go out with you. I've never had a relationship with a girl from the Middle East. I would go on a date with you.
But you're not polite enough.
I'm very polite in person. Yes, I am. You ask any listener that's met me. I'm never rude to people when I meet them. I'm Pete polite.
How do you look there, Fousey?
No, let me ask Norton this. Are you good looking, Norton?
All right, look, not really. But I have a nice mule, a good tongue, and I'm funny. But as far as my looks, I'm pretty horrendous.
Fousey,
I'm 3-for-4.
Why don't you come in so we can take a look at you?
Yes, well, and there's no D in my last name either.
Huh?
I'm all the way in Virginia.
Who's Norton, by the way?
The Norton bomb site from the
I
old
don't know.
B-52s.
That guy that sits with you guys. I'm from Virginia, but if I ever come to New York, I would love to stop by.
What do you look like there, Fousey?
What do I look like? Yeah. Have you guys watched GoldenEye?
GoldenEye?
Well, you look like that. I'll be
no,
BS
I don't.
Me now.
No,
you look like James Bond?
No, the girl, there are two girls. The girl with accent, people always say that I look like her, but I don't think so, but that's what people tell me.
What girl? Do they say you look like?
Hottie kid.
So you're,
I don't know.
So you're saying you're hot.
I'm not. Well, I'm cute.
How old are you?
I'm not going to say my age.
Why not?
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not going to. You're going to make fun.
We're not going to make fun.
No, it's the radio. No one knows you.
Yeah, they do.
Go ahead. How old?
32.
Yeah, oh, so what's wrong with that?
Yeah, but I don't know.
I'm 33. We're perfect for each other.
No, I don't think so.
I'm telling you, I'm only a year older. I'm good in relationships. I'll let you drink out of my mule, and then I'll punch you in the mouth when it's been done to our boys.
Listen, if I'm in a relationship, I'll be the one punching, not the guy.
Oh, I like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, Sarah wants in. Sarah, you're with Fauzi.
Yes, I think you're crazy if you don't think it was hilarious.
What?
The whole 55-gallon drum challenge and all the show, I couldn't turn it off.
Hey, call me crazy, but I don't like it.
Crazy. You're crazy.
Okay,
crazy.
You're crazy.
All right, Sarah, thank you.
Call me crazy.
All right, Fauzi.
Yeah.
We got to go, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
If you ever decide to leave Fraggle Rock, though, come up here. I'll take you out and I'll throw you one. I'll give you a mouthful of American lesson.
Listen, put your name on the list, okay?
Oh, there's a list for you?
Oh.
I like her. She's like sassy.
I like her because she's feisty.
She's a That's a Middle Eastern feisty. That's not like American girl feisty, but Middle Eastern girl feisty is, I wouldn't date you unless you asked me. I mean, that's their idea of being feisty gals.
All right, Fauzi.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
You're not polite enough, you. Oh, she really nailed you.
Anthony?
Yes.
We have audio of the Slaughterhouse Guys.
Ah.
During the 55-gallon drum challenge.
Yes.
We're going to have to crack the lids to get those in.
All right, let's crack the lids.
Oh, my God.
Ladies, hang in there.
Oh, my God.
Ladies, you'll get through this one. I promise.
Big Kev is a trooper.
All right, here we go. The first barrel, Becky.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Becky? Wait, let's get Becky.
Becky, are you okay?
That was nice and warm.
Oh, hey, they're warm at least.
My feet are now warm.
Becky is
Thank
my
you.
Favorite now. I think she's going to take this whole thing. That how...
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Oh,
No cursing.
Oh, my God.
No cursing, please.
Oh, does that stink?
Ah, that is a huge... Oh, God damn it. That looked like something out of Aliens.
You know what just happened? The lungs fell through the hole, and the windpipe, like, snapped, like when you suck in the last piece of spaghetti in your mouth. It went like...
Holy crap.
Isn't that so completely bad?
It's heinous.
Like, I can't... I cannot deal with this smell.
All right, are we almost done with the Slaughterhouse Guys?
Yeah. Sarah? Oh, there's more to come. Look, he's pulling on the intent. Look at this thing.
Dude, don't
look at the size of it. Just pour the bag out on her. Are you okay, all the girls?
Oh, God.
Oh. Yuck. Okay.
P.U.
Wow.
I think the girls handle that better than we do out here.
This is horrid and awful.
Oh, my.
There you have it. Just a couple more clips, and then we'll let this rest.
I love the screams.
I know. We'll replay it a week from Friday, the 55-gallon drum challenge. Here's when the bugs arrived, Anthony.
Yes.
To the 55-gallon drum challenge. Here we go.
I know what this is, too.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Don't say what it is.
I'm not going to.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Ow, they're biting.
Oh, they're biting.
Oh, God.
Oh, they're biting.
Oh, my God.
She's moving around in there.
Smell.
Here goes. Here goes Stephanie. Stephanie?
All right.
The barrels are moving back and forth again. They're becoming hunters in there for survival. They're killing things. They have to kill the swatting things. There's just too many.
All right. Sarah is next.
I think this is where she taps out.
These are giant mealworms.
This is where Sarah taps out.
They're huge. They got a lot of legs. And when they grab onto you.
Here we go.
They feel like they're biting you when they grab onto you with their legs.
I don't think Sarah's going to make it through this. Let's listen in.
No cursing. Sarah, you okay? Sarah? Sarah doesn't want to talk yet. Rick, is Sarah okay?
Sarah, you okay?
I guess if she's not talking, she wants more, that means. Throw in some more.
No.
Throw in more.
Tears. This is so
Wow, hot. She's not talking. All right, she's really crying. She's crying in the bathroom. All right, we're back to our last contestant. We're down to four. It's Jennifer.
We whack our bags to that stage.
The it's not pretty girl. All right, here we go. All right, Jennifer's getting
it. If I was you, I would love it.
Shut up.
Oh, God! The little friends of yours. They keep you company in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take it. Yeah. You love that, don't you, huh?
That's you, you, Frenchie.
You bitch. You love it, don't you, huh? Mmm, here's a little more. Take it. You bitch, yeah.
And then to be antagonized by Frenchie makes it even worse.
Like a sexual thing he was doing. You like that, don't you, bitch? And she screams and he throws crickets on her. Little.
Chris checking in from Oregon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Are we on out there?
You are out here on Extreme Talk 970 AM. They have to put you on the AM just to hide you.
Another great AM.
But you know what?
Station that we're on.
All my friends, I've got everybody listening to you guys. I heard you guys for the first time ever when you guys were shooting the Super Soakers.
Oh, cool. Oh,
look at that.
And, oh, my gosh, I have not been able to turn my radio off since.
Oh, nice.
Well, and I'll tell you what, the website, everything, you know, Norton's Cribs, but the Gallon Drum Challenge was the best.
Well, have you checked out the video clips yet?
I haven't had a chance to yet because I've been working all
amazing,
weekend.
Amazing clips of this.
I'll tell you what, man. I am so impressed. And I've got, like, everybody I'm talking to telling them about you guys.
Everyone at the logging camp? Is that what you do out there?
Everyone out swimming in the rain right now.
In between searching for Bigfoot?
You guys. You know, Sasquatch. For Bigfoot is trying to find a basketball team that doesn't suck.
Yeah, the old Trailblazers not doing too well, are they?
No, and I never expect them to, so.
All right.
But I just want to let you guys know that you're on out here. You guys rock.
AM.
And that I am an avid fan.
Thank you, Chris.
Not a problem.
I don't really pay attention to the AM dial, but thank you.
Hey, no problem, guys.
You know what us being on AM is like, Opie? It's like a band putting out an album only on a 78-speed vinyl, like the old Victrola days. It's like we're going to make a statement. We're pretty good. We consider ourselves to be a pretty good band. We got following. But we're going to put out an album on vinyl in 78 RPM.
Yeah, well.
There you go.
Why would they
hello,
put
my baby.
AM?
Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me red my wine. Maybe my heart's on fire.
That was good. That's how it is. It's like keep cranking the O&A show. They got to crank the handle on the thing.
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony show.
Martha, what's going on?
Hello?
Turn that radio down.
Turn your radio down. You're live right now.
Oh, okay. That's well, listen, you guys are so pathetic the way you guys talk about women. You must have small weenies to be degrading women all
She's on to us, Opie.
Every single day you degrade women. Now, I like listening to...
Wait. Miss. Did you just say weenies?
Yeah, you have small weenies.
Weenies? You must be really hot in bed.
To be talking about women the way you talk about women. That's disgusting the way you talk about women.
Shut your C.
Keep yelling at me. Keep yelling at me.
You're pathetic, and I hate your show. You're stupid,
Martha.
Both of you.
How fat a pig are you? How fat a pig are you?
And he rocks.
Right.
How long has your husband been cheating on you with a hotter, younger woman?
The right way, no matter.
Let him tire out, Chick.
Talks about them, you know, degrading so much.
Right.
He talks about men the same way. You guys are pathetic. You think you guys are the only ones on planet Earth, and if it wasn't for us women, you wouldn't even be born.
Wow, really?
Yeah, really.
And that's what you're good for, dumping one in and procreating.
Exactly,
now get your slippers on and clean the toilet, whore.
Because you got and nobody wants to listen to your show.
Oh, really?
That's why you guys are going off the air. You're not number one anymore.
What?
If it wasn't for
what?
Martha.
Building you up the way you guys are built up, you guys wouldn't even be on the air.
Hey, Martha.
That was all cute and stuff, but
yeah.
If you hate us so much, why are you listening to us?
I don't listen to you, guys.
Martha. Martha.
You guys have to be talking about women. I want to hear something interesting, not just about women.
Then put on the food channel, you fat pig.
I work at a place where men are abusive.
Remember we started this conversation with Turn Down Your Radio. We can hear ourselves. In the background.
That's disgusting.
Hey, Martha, maybe the people that you work with, the men that you work with,
No, it's not the people. the men that I work with. I work at a place where we have to get, where it's domestic violence and it's sex offenders and we have to bring them in.
Maybe you're just a bitch, Martha.
Maybe I am, but
maybe
I mean,
you're
just disrespect men the way you disrespect women.
We like to be disrespected.
We love women.
Why are you shouting, by the
way?
Yeah,
why are you yelling, Martha?
Because you guys are pathetic. I'm so sick of you guys. You guys should be off of the air permanently, and Howard should be on in the afternoon as well as in the morning.
You know something?
Martha,
kissing Howard's ass really isn't going to...
I don't kiss Howard's ass. I don't even know him. I listen to him on the radio.
I'm listening to you yelling at my in my ear here.
Because I'm on a cell phone and I can't hear you guys very well.
And what you sound like you're saying is you're a huge Howard fan, which is, you know, fine.
Yes.
But you know something?
When he talks about women,
you know
about
something,
men in the
Martha,
same
Martha,
way.
Martha, can I
when
explain something?
When you guys something? Talk about women, you don't talk about you men.
Could you shut your effing, could you shut your hole for a second?
And everything else, and us women are idiots.
Martha, Martha.
I'll be president one of these days. A woman's going to be a woman president one of these days.
Tell her to stand behind the black guy in line.
A woman president.
I hope we have a woman president because we would have bombed Iraq by now. The first time she gets the rag in office, she would have dropped a nuke.
And women have been good in the White House, too. Hello, Mr. President.
Hey, Martha, how long after your husband said, I do, did he punch you in the face?
No, he wouldn't punch me in the face. And actually, I turn him on every minute of the day, so I don't have to worry about that.
You turn him on?
Wait.
With that voice.
You can't get a good woman.
How do you?
Martha.
Martha. Your name is Martha.
How do you turn on your man every day?
How do I turn? I don't have to turn on my man every day. I just walk through the door and he's turned on.
Oh, really?
No, he's scared assless of you.
Which way are you walking through the door? Out? I don't know what you're trying to do.
I don't have to be disrespectful towards myself, and I don't have to be disrespectful towards us women. And the way you talked to that lady just earlier on the radio was disrespectful.
Do you know how counterproductive you're being to your cause right now?
Hey, listen. Whoa. Listen. What city are you in, baby maker?
I'm in Pennsylvania, and I'm proud of it.
No. What city, little procreation thing with a V? What city?
Oxford, PA. I'm not stupid, okay?
Yes, you are.
You're fat.
You're ruining your whole point here.
You really are.
You're ruining your point here.
Pathetic, and you have small weenies.
Weenies.
You talk about women the way you talk about women.
Yes,
weenies.
And that's the way you get
Martha?
People to laugh at you, other stupid men to laugh at you.
Martha.
My husband doesn't even like you.
My husband is dead.
He may have fired it while you were yelling.
I'm in the car.
And I got to ping your station on.
He wants to listen to in the car, and he turns you guys off.
Oh. She was the greatest piece of ass I ever had, and I've had him all over the world.
Wow, that's your husband.
You guys just don't know how to respect women, and you should respect women because you have a mother, and you probably have a grandmother, and you probably have a sister women, but you guys are disgusting the way you make fun of women, and it's not acceptable. Yeah. I have to go.
Keep listening, Martha. Keep listening. Every day. Every day. Keep listening. Listen every day, Martha.
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 What?
There's a girl. You know what? There's a lady that agrees with you on the line. Let's let her in on this discussion. Becky, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Guess what, Martha? You can suck it because I had fun and I did this.
You must not respect yourself and women around you, so you suck it too.
I do suck it, and I suck it good.
Good.
So don't worry about it.
And maybe you respect
Wait a minute. Isn't your husband the guy that's in jail for having sex with a cat?
No, my husband's never been in jail, and thank you very much. My husband had more respect for himself.
Well, you sound pretty damn sexually frustrated.
Well, maybe you are in jail, too.
All right, hold on.
I wish an Amish horse would run her over. I wish an Amish horse and buggy would run you over.
Women are talking. being disrespectful about themselves. That's because they have no self-esteem and they're probably beaten at home by their husbands or whatever else. So I don't need any of her stupid intelligence
Martha,
saying that I can go whatever.
Hey, Martha, Martha.
She's got to respect herself for men or whatever to respect herself.
Martha, shut up.
No, I'm not shutting up. You guys are pathetic.
I have an important question. Why did you break James Caan's feet with that sledgehammer? Why?
See, there you go, laughing and making fun and thinking it's all fun and games.
It is fun and games.
Well, you know what?
Hold on.
If it wasn't for President Bush and his lovely wife.
What?
What are you talking about, load catcher?
Respecting women probably wouldn't get far as they are nowadays.
Hold on, Martha. What's your problem? What's your problem with President Bush and his wife?
Nothing. I said if it wasn't for him, women wouldn't be as respected as they are now. He's brought women up to where they should be.
You know, you haven't been the same since you drowned your five children in Houston. Oh. Shut your face, you lunatic.
You sound like a raving lunatic.
I feel so bad for them that they have to come into a world where men like you don't respect them.
All right, hold on. Maria agrees with you. Anthony, Maria agrees with Martha.
All right,
Maria.
Let's listen to
Martha, get a grip. I have a job. I have plenty of self-esteem. I love the show. I listen to it every single day.
Uh-huh.
Martha, kiss everybody's ass. Get a grip.
Martha, kiss your own ass. You don't respect
Martha, you don't understand. These guys love women. They adore women. There is no problem here.
Anything. I respect myself, and I respect my two daughters.
Oh, she's got two daughters, too. Hey, no, this is great fodder. Hey, Martha, you got two daughters, do you? How old are they?
They're 7 and 5 years old.
You know what's going to happen when they get of age? Do you know what's going to happen, Martha? What? Guys like us are going to F them.
Exactly.
Are going to F them.
Right.
We're going to foul them. Hopefully, you know something? Hopefully,
down to your level.
Hopefully, when your daughters reach that ripe age of 18 and come home visit mom, hand in hand, there will be guys just like Opie and Anthony that are effing them in their A as hard as they can, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. Boom, Martha! They're chicks. They're
going to
be... Oh, Martha, that's so wrong. Your hell is in the future, Martha. Your hell is when your daughters grow up and have to suck a big C, Martha. It's going to happen. Just like you. Just like you did. Just like you did. Like when you caught that batch in the face. Remember that, Martha? Why? Why? Why?
That's so funny, huh?
You know what, Martha?
You're gonna laugh,
Martha.
And make fun, and
you
it's
don't.
All fun and games, but it's not fun and games when you disrespect.
Yeah, I mean,
women.
You don't respect yourself. You're a fat, lonely pig.
You're
who
a
desperate to be heard.
So there you go. I'm not.
You're
fat,
fooling
I'm not
yourself.
Lonely, and I have a husband and two daughters.
You're fooling yourself.
So there you go.
Keep fooling yourself till you put a bullet in your head when you realize the truth.
You're the guys that have the small weenies. I don't think they're talking about
weenies.
And make myself try to look better. And
come
and,
down
and
here. We'll show you how small our weenies are.
Yeah.
Hey, Martha, send a picture of yourself.
And I respect myself.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. I could hear your self-hatred. I could hear your self-hatred. You hate your privates. You hate what's in your lap.
And are not disrespectful to men.
You hate yourself.
To women.
You're doing nothing but showing. You're showing us how much you hate yourself, Martha, and you hate your femininity. You hate your organs. You're a self-hating bitch.
You know what she is? She's a fat girl with straight hair who tucks her stretchy pants into her white socks. You're a fat girl with L.A. Gear sneakers, and I hope you hit a pole and die.
She's gone, Anthony.
We would have played the silent game with her, but she wouldn't have been silent.
She was one of those fat girls that's never been, or even if she's not fat, she's never been, no man has ever listened to her. They're always like, yeah, keep talking. And they're like, finish on her stomach and leave. And she needed to be heard. And that's what she is.
Hey, Anthony, let's move on with Lisa here.
Oh, hold on. We have our, think we got our husband on the phone.
Yeah.
Hello?
Lisa.
Yeah.
Why are you calling the Opie and Anthony show today?
I'm not sure if you guys remember me, but I was the teen queefer from last Thursday.
Ah, we love it.
Ah.
Yes, yes.
Teen queefer, sure. I'm sure Martha's going to love this one, Anthony.
Yeah, Martha, tune in. Make sure you got it nice and loud.
Oh,
Martha.
She's still listening. She's still listening.
Of course she is. Hi, Martha. How are you?
How are you?
Goodbye. Now she's cranking her radio back up, listening. Hey, Martha. Now we could talk to you, Martha, and you can't talk back. But you're listening, aren't you?
And it drives you nuts.
You're listening.
And she'll, you know what she'll do? She'll call all of her stupid, other, lonely, lifeless, fat girlfriends. And I called the show, and I put them in their place, those Mr. Men.
I
with their small
them.
Weenies.
You know.
Any girl that calls a penis a weenie.
A weenie.
Should be strangled with piano wire and kicked in the fat stomach. L.A. gear wearing pig.
What a mess. All right, Lisa, what do you want to do for us today?
I wanted to do the fake out at 5. I've been on hold listening to Martha for a while now.
Why don't you work Martha into your fake orgasm?
5 o'clock fake
out. Can I say your name?
Lisa, here's the scenario. You and Martha.
No.
What?
Martha is tied up. Her and her fat body in her L.A. gear.
Yeah.
And you're banging her husband in front of her.
We should have gotten her husband's name.
How would that sound?
Just call him Martha's husband.
Martha's husband.
Okay.
Just picture that. Martha's watching you bang her
husband.
She's
tied up. Here she is in the corner. She's all like tied up and gagged. She can't talk.
The part of Martha being gagged will be played by Anthony during this fake orgasm.
Okay.
All right. So Martha will be in the corner. Here we go. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, you ready? Yeah. All right. You settled, Martha? I think you're going to like this. Martha, I don't know what your husband's name is, but I don't think I'll need it right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, you like that, Martha? I think he likes it. Martha's husband? What do you have to say about that?
Husband did some job on her.
Woo! Look out. Great job, Lise.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. And that's how the fake orgasm
goes. How awful it must be just to live with that curmudgeon.
You know something? And it absolutely has nothing to do with her agenda. Her agenda is she's saying that it's degrading and demeaning women, but you know, it's all about having a good goddamn time when you're on this planet. And girls that come down here, like the girls that came down for the 55-gallon drum, have a good goddamn time. We all have fun. We laugh. And it's a great time. It's a bitch like Martha. Don't let that sexy name fool you. like Martha. That her agenda is brought out by some thing that happened to her, some mental problem that she has, that she will not allow herself to have any fun, and no one else should either, because it's degrading and demeaning. She cannot understand the fact that, and Martha, I am being, this is a fact. This is 100% true, what I'm going to say. Your husband hates you. He cannot stand you. You're a yelling bitch that emasculates him at every turn. He just doesn't have the balls to tell you to go F yourself. But he cannot stand you. And he is probably cheating on you.
Yep.
Because you You are a naggy, bitchy, whore rag bitch.
No one wants to come home to that.
Nobody wants to hear. What do you think? He enjoys that?
You made sure you're not listening to that Opie and Anthony's trash.
And self-respecting. You know what a self-respecting woman does? I don't like this show. Click. Turn it off.
Click.
And then move on to something else in your life that has meaning. That's what a self-respecting person. There's people that don't think I'm funny, don't listen. Whatever. But don't listen and then call in and you're so desperate to be heard. Ugh. And the uncle that jammed his fist just didn't listen, did he?
Yeah, let me tell you.
Stupid.
Instead of pushing her agenda, I'm going to go punch my bitch in the face.
See what she did?
That's what she... Look what you did, Martha. Look what you done did.
Your husband hates you.
And I respect any woman that is laying on her back or stomach. I really do. She's a fine woman doing what she should be doing.
Nice. Right.
Melissa, what do you got for the show?
Hey, I teach 13-year-olds, and it's mothers like that have the most promiscuous daughters.
Yep.
Absolutely. We saw that show on HBO. What was that thing called? It was Junior High School Confessions?
Middle School Confessions.
It was girls that are in their early teens, if that. Some of them were as young as 12, talking about how sexually promiscuous they are. And then they would go to the parents, and it was Martha. You'd be talking to the parents, and they you know, I've instilled things in my children, and there's the daughter.
I can only hope
and dream and pray that her daughters grow up and become the two biggest whore bags and bring home crackheads that are going to be plowing your girls from the balloon knot on your bed when you're away at work or on vacation. And leave bloodstains.
How great will that be in like 15 years? This is my boyfriend, Old Dirty. Yo, what's up?
What's up, B? Yo, Martha, what's happening, Martha?
Martha.
It's your daughter's 18th birthday.
You know what's
up with that kid? Yo, Martha, watch this. I'm going to sink some Louisiana black snake.
It's your daughter's
super costume.
And watch my twin brother hit that mouth, yo.
You know what I mean? That mouth. Yo, Martha, why don't you join us, B? Come here, I'll show it to you, kid. Martha.
Well, I guess I'm not needed here anymore.
Oh, goddamn rag.
All right, and we got two more clips to play from the 55-gallon drum challenge. We have Jennifer, one of the winners, and she's on the phone line saying, I have little bumps on my skin after Friday's show, so we'll talk to her next.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You're all burning in hell, damn you.
What about the bucket of AIDS in the face?
You guys are offensive.
All right, who wants to bang a whacked out fat broad?
Yes, that's a disease. Shut up. I'll cave your head in with a friggin' spade shovel.
The show's going bad fast.
Nothing's as hot like a episiotomy.
That was O&A quality stuff.
Opie and Anthony. An acquired taste. Like roadkill.
N-E-W. The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Whoa, Black Betty, Bam Lam, Black Betty had a child. Bam Lam, the damn thing gone wild. Bam Lam said it weren't none of mine. Bam Lam, the damn thing gone blind. Bam Lam, I said, oh, Black Betty. Bam Lam, whoa, Black Betty. Bam Lam, whoa, Black Betty. Bam Lam, whoa, Black Betty. Bam Lam, she really gets me high. Bam Lam, you know that's no lie. Bam Lam, she's so rock steady. Bam Lam, and she's always ready. Bam Lam, whoa.
Back to the Opie and Anthony Show, Black Betty.
Get it.
Kind of doing the hang today on the show. Tony, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, man?
All right.
How are you boys doing?
Pretty good.
How you doing?
Oh, that was the greatest piece of cringe radio I've heard today, man.
Oh, yeah?
So horrifying. That was remnant of my best friend's mother. Their preconceived notions that you tried to spell on us all as youth. Oh,
let me tell you something. There was this family. I'm not mentioning any goddamn names. There was a family that we were friendly with. Me and my brother and a couple of the other guys that we went to school with were friendly with the daughters in this household. The mother and father, the strictest couple of people ever. Very religious. Always trying to talk to us when we just were hanging around the house, maybe saying how
you know, you drink booze, it's going to turn your insides black. And keep those cigarettes away. And don't do, like, all and preaching. And and let me tell you something. Everybody we knew went through these daughters like water. I mean, great girls, you know?
That's
fun
true.
To hang out with all the time. And the mother never understood what was going on. She had this notion that as long as she kept preaching that everything was going to be fine, she actually allowed us, me, my brother, another friend, this guy, Simo, his name was, to take the car, take the girls, and drive upstate to the cabin to go, you know, examine the foliage.
Frolic.
And we were looking at bush.
Well, it turns out this fellow wised
up. It was foliage, all right. And it was nothing but a nonstop, complete weekend of boozing and effing and smoking pot.
Yeah.
And we'd come back, and it was like, the mother would be, oh, did you have fun? I'm like, yeah, had a great time, thanks. Never imagining, and just like Martha, never imagining what the truth of the matter was. Or at least, you know, imagining it, keeping it way in the back of your head.
And you can't mention the last name because that would be indiscreet, Johnson.
All right, Tony, I ain't getting anyone in trouble if they're in, you know, relationships now.
All right, Tony?
It turns out that this fellow wised up after a while and left this woman dead in her tracks.
Well, that's what happens.
After cheating on her at a world tournament for softball. After 15, probably 12 to 13-year-old kids watched.
A rag like Martha is going to turn around someday when her husband just walks. And I don't know anything about her husband. Maybe her husband's as big an a-hole as she is. Who the hell knows? But from what I hear from Martha, if you're a guy and you're in a relationship with a woman that sounds like that, that is just raggy, haggy, baggy, naggy bitch, at some point, first you might just go and F something. And then you leave. And she's going to go, what happened? What happened to my perfect marriage? You bitch! Ugh.
Guys, husbands of women like her are the guys that spend their whole checks in strip clubs. Those are the guys.
Right. The ones that are always trying to come up with another way to stay out and lying to this woman. And, you know, oh, another late day at the office. Yeah, suck it, bitch. Suck it. Right?
Hey, old dirty, where'd you go?
Well, I had to handle a phone call real quick.
Little business.
Yeah, little business.
Little business, right?
Little business.
Yo, Rick, man, what you trying to perpetrate on me, man?
You're blowing up his spot there, Rick.
How do you know there was a phone call for you?
I was told by your staff that
Who?
I had a phone.
Who?
Phone call.
I had a phone.
Who told you?
People answering the phone outside.
Who?
Stink.
Why would Stink tell you?
Because.
You just blew up our spot.
You trying to blow up my spot.
You don't want to talk to her?
Yo, Rick, man. Yo, Rick, the beat down on Friday I was going to give you ain't enough, right?
Some girl called in to talk to you. Why is Stinky warning you?
Stinky's...
Deborah.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
You have a problem with old dirty?
Yeah, because he hit it and never called back, and he's fronting like it wasn't good when he gave me Henny and, like, St. Ives and stuff. Like, what's poppin', Lorenzo? I'm just wondering.
Wondering?
Yo, Lorenzo, what's up with this? You dissing the...
Now you give me shots of Henny. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, watch that language,
yeah,
baby.
My bad.
What's up with that, Lorenzo?
Yo.
You're dissing the sister.
Yo, buddy.
Yeah, I'm saying
what,
you...
Yo, let me speak. Let me tell you. Yo, what I told you... But, yo, as a matter of fact, what did I tell you? I said, yo, whatever's going to happen or something happens, you know what I mean? And it can't come on the air, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not my fault.
So now you filed out,
ma.
Now you filed out. Now you back on the bench, ma.
Wait. Hold on. You filed out. Now you're back on the bench, ma.
At least I paid for everything. That's all I have to say. I'm the prettiest piece of cooch that you'll never have.
What you talking about?
Wait, I'm missing something here.
Pay?
Now, as I'm seeing, is Lorenzo hit that?
No, he didn't even because...
No?
Well, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And then he didn't give you...
I called one time and his brother was like, he took his cousin into the city because of his chipped tooth or something. I was like, yo, what? You stupid...
That's a pretty bad excuse there.
All you're doing is making us respect Old Dirty even more.
You know what I mean?
Norton,
thanks, Norton.
Yo, I respect you, Norton, but man, please yo. Stay out of this.
But
yo,
Deborah.
If you want to really get him back, sleep with me. That will make him want to boss.
That'll get me upset.
Yo, Lorenzo, what's up with her?
No, it wasn't even son. Like that because I'm mad pretty and I was
come
just
on,
wondering what...
Ain't nobody... I ain't
why
even
you
trying
been dissing
to,
the girl?
I ain't trying to diss your physicalities, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
you
got it all proper. I'm not proper, I'm not no chicken head.
Mine's proper. Your thing's proper. Everything's proper.
I know
what's
I'm
not proper. What's not proper is you coming on the air, right, and trying to blow and blowing up spots. But
you
the spot
think
is
he
blown.
Blew up the spot. They wanted. Nope. I just wanted
spot
to call to
blown.
Talk to you because you won't answer your home phone.
Spot, yo,
I didn't even want this to go on the air because my
blown.
Boyfriend's in jail. He's probably going to kill me when he hears this.
Well, that ain't got nothing to do with
yeah.
that.
What's he up for?
That.
What's he up for?
He's in until next January.
What did he do?
He didn't go to court.
For what?
His baby mom's tried to play like he was abusing her, but he really wasn't. She just wanted to get him arrested.
His baby mom's?
Yeah.
Was her name Martha?
No.
So, you know something? Old Dirty actually had something nice to say about you before you called. Here it is.
She was the greatest piece of ass I ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
Wow, that sounds nice. Hey, Old Dirty, is Deborah all right or what? Yeah, is she all right?
Deborah's all right.
Of course I'm right. So I don't even know what he's trying to
say. I don't know who this woman is, man. I'm disgusted.
Yeah, me. Your boy likes to dine at the Y. For 2 hours?
It wasn't like that. You know,
oh, dear.
Don't even try to front like it wasn't even like that.
Come on, yo.
I'll give you
this. Oh,
this
chick's calling up for dates after that.
Come on, man. I like
this
to go.
This chick's calling up for dates with a comment like that. I think she's doing you justice.
My man, I like to die. I go diving for tuna every now and then, too. You know what I'm saying?
2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Anyway. I'm surprised you could talk today, old man.
Stay out the bushes. Yeah, you're killing
stay
me, right?
Stay out
here.
The bushes.
Yeah,
2 hours.
Pardon me, ma'am. Was he any good at it?
Oh, yeah, he was real good.
Nice.
He was real good.
Gotta respect
him. What's his technique? You know, clean it up for the radio. Talk around a little bit. But what makes it so good?
He just went straight for the man in the boat, that's all.
Good don't
man.
Just stare at it. Eat it.
You got some room in the ass and feet room. I think I'm going to have to be sleeping outside today.
Oh, wait, what?
What's up with
come
that?
On, Deborah, I thought we was going to keep things on the hush-hush,
well,
baby.
You ain't
I
never
mean, lives,
to me,
lives
so.
Are at stake now.
Two
you know?
Hours.
Lives are at stake.
Yeah,
now
man.
I got to be looking out for red dots and bullets. You know
what
I'm saying? Now it's
red
on.
Dots and bullets.
Well, you leave your windows open. I'm surprised that it hasn't happened already.
Oh, what? Hey, is this Deborah girl hot there, Old Dirty?
Yeah, I'm mad good looking.
You're mad good looking, huh?
Yeah. I could come in again. I already came in before.
Who was this?
Oh, but you were peeping on, man.
Which one was she?
I came in. I was the black one. I had the tight jeans on and the Tims and the gold shirt kind of.
She was light skinned, man.
Wait, what? Mm. You were in one of our contests?
No, I came in to meet Old Dirty and, yeah, smoke some whatever and just chill. And
yeah.
Ended up paying for everything, but it's
all right.
What you said?
I said I ended up paying for everything, but it's all right.
What, your mind? You decided you wanted to put your chips on the table. What you want me to say?
You
no.
You ain't have no chips to put on the table. That's why.
Why you know about my financial
because
situations?
Because you have a look. No, I ain't even going to put... Forget it.
He made it up with his tongue.
You know?
Yeah, he did.
You give him an hourly rate for that, and that more than pays for it, right?
Yeah, he did.
I have some chips, ma'am. I'd be glad to spend them.
Oh, some chips.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I think
like
I have
boy.
A few extra chips
it's
in my pocket.
It's not even like that.
No?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, now the cat's out of the bag.
Well, Dirty, can we get up again? So
well,
the cat...
I don't know, bro.
Oh, look, at she's digging it, bro.
I see Dick Black.
Whoa.
You must have a big mule, man.
We're going to have to talk
he
off
does,
the air about
though.
This.
Wait, Old Dirty's got a big mule?
Yeah, that's why we didn't ask, because it was too... It hurts.
Look at everyone's high-fiving old Dan.
We
got to speak off the air, but this ain't popping.
Wow, too big.
This ain't popping right
now. Too big. That's why the 2 hours.
No, we went back and forth. I did it too. I'm give and receive. It's nothing.
Oh, yeah. So you did little of that because you didn't do the deed because it hurt too much.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
It was crazy.
I'm just a character.
You've got to buy your own.
Wow, all dirty. Newfound respect.
Yo, guys, respect me now, man.
Yeah,
don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be sexy?
Old Dirty, you just made an investment on our show today.
Well, thank you.
There's a little bit of a sacrifice, but the ladies learn you go for 2 hours when you go, you know, go south there.
Yeah.
And you got a huge mule.
Well, wow.
That, you have to have a big mule when you don't pay for anything and they still call on the radio to get you.
And she wants, you want to get with him again, right?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, yeah.
As long as I don't have to chase shots of Henny with St. Ives, that's all.
What's the problem with St. Ives?
Well, when you chase shots of Henny, he's giving me like 2 shots of Henny and then like chugging St. Ives, that kind of got me twisted. I couldn't really even think straight.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't know you couldn't handle that, I didn't know you could handle that.
Old Dirty got a nice and drunk.
The Hennessy's good stuff.
What, the Hennessy's good
stuff? You made sure she was twisted.
Anyway.
God, I needed that.
We're definitely going to have to speak on the air, you know what I mean? Because
off the air, you mean?
And yeah, off the air, definitely. And you cannot do this again, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you should answer your phone and stop making lame excuses.
Ain't nobody lame. What you talk about lame excuses?
Your brother was like, oh, we had to go take it down to Manhattan because of his chipped tooth. What was it? And you fronting on me like I ain't all that in the bag.
Baby, don't be dragging fam into this, all right?
Fam into this.
I feel you, it was a lame-ass excuse. Well, you could have came up with better.
It could be as lame as you want it to be lame, baby. If it's the truth, then that's what you got to go with, you know what I mean? Don't be dragging my fam up on the air. You can do whatever you want to me on the air, but once you want to drag fam into it, you know what I'm saying? I might get a little testy, you
drag
know?
Drag fam.
No famine. Don't mention famine.
Come on, Norton.
Yeah.
Dragon fam.
Wow.
You know?
Old Dirty.
We're going to have to talk off the air. This
Who has time
popping,
for 2 hours?
I'm very willing to put like me on hold then. I'll holler.
That's
you.
4 Laverne right, and Shirley that. Episodes.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you how, you know, I think the Hennessy had gotten home, girl, just a tad dry.
Yeah.
You know, the alcohol got
They get me a little bit. That's nothing, though. But yeah.
But all in all, it was...
Yeah, I know it was good. You don't even have to tell me.
Did he lick the balloon knot?
No, I don't do that.
No?
He will next time.
No, I don't.
No. You don't like a face back there? Going,
no. No, I don't like that. Ew.
5 miles on the exercise bike, eh?
Well, now I want to just clear the air and let everyone concerned know that...
Clear the air? Old Dirty, you should come up for air. You're going to suffocate, my brother.
Wow. Oh, God, I was taking in some deep breaths down there.
Oh, God.
You sounded like De Niro at the end of Cape Fear.
Wow.
Yo, this is crazy.
Spending so much time there, you come up, you look and sound like a stroke victim.
I said,
Yo.
Yeah. All right, man. We're gonna have to dismiss this.
All
right, but we can't. I'm free this weekend. I'm saying though.
Holla back, ma. That's all I can say.
Holla back.
Don't say no more. You said enough.
Well, should I call you home or should I just stay on hold?
No. Call me at my crib. Call
so
me
what
at
time
crib.
You gonna be back?
I'll be in my crib later on tonight. Just cease and desist all speaking of this matter.
I love this.
All right, we're gonna have to just cease and desist.
Yeah.
All right? That's it.
I can't believe Old Dirty has a problem with this. Why do you have a problem with this? Some good information got out there.
Well, too much information got out, my brother. Come on, man.
You know what I think?
You said you didn't have a girl.
Well, what happened?
You said that you didn't have a girl or you weren't seeing her anymore.
Oh, more spot spots blowing. The sound you're hearing is of more spots blowing up.
Uh-oh.
Ma.
My bad.
My bad.
My bad. That's and I thought that
that's
was
more than my bad.
You know something? I thought that was the R. Kelly tape we were watching in the studio Friday.
You saw the tape, man?
Oh, I saw the R. Kelly
Somebody
tape.
Some yeah. girl wasn't like 12. 13
I could, you know
old,
something?
Dude.
I'll tell you a little bit about the R. Kelly tape.
I haven't seen
The first girl I saw looked of age to me.
She looked of age.
The second girl, she didn't look of age, but she had all the parts there in full form. But you could kind of tell she was young.
Yeah.
She had a big set of
breasts. Well, I just turned 18 on the 8th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh.
What I told you about releasing information.
The 8th of what?
Of this month?
Yeah, of March.
This month?
What? Yeah.
That's, she just turned 18.
I'm going to pay Old Dirty's rent for 6 months. He's my
That's
favorite
three days
person
ago. So you were doing that when she was 17.
This never happened.
This That's never a radio happened. Bit. Everybody knows it's a goof.
Yo, what you say? Yo, wait a minute. What?
Wait, what?
No,
she
you
was
weren't.
17.
You
yeah,
told me
right?
you was 19.
No, I just...
No, you didn't. What
yes, I
said?
Yes, I did.
That.
1984. That's my word.
1984. 84. She was born.
What?
I was
19.
A sophomore. I'm.
Emergency.
Here come the police. I'm in trouble.
Nah, 17's age consent. You just can't photograph them.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, she told me she was 19. That's all. That's my story.
Does there have to be a certain age difference between them? I've always heard 17 can be age of consent in Jersey, whatever. But there has to be. You can only be X amount of years older.
No, that's 17 is legal for sex.
Well, I'd like an officer to call in and find out if.
No, we don't need the police involved.
No. For me, my own personal question. I don't care about him.
Deborah, holla back tonight, and we're gonna have to speak about this. I'm just not. I'm feeling tight over this little appearance you've made over the phone.
Alright,
jeopardized many things. I don't got feathers, man. I ain't no chicken, you know. I might be a rooster, but you know. But
yeah, kid.
You have a huge rooster.
You got me tight, man. You guys tight now. And I was tight.
It's tight. Tight though because it was good. She didn't good. Matter.
Yeah, she felt
tight. ODB needing some Vaseline lip therapy. You need some chapstick, some lip balm, my brother.
I got some of that, Eddie. You're looking at it.
It's tight.
Yo. All right, man.
All right, Deborah.
All right, have a seat.
Yeah, kid.
Well, Ricardo.
Wow, Dirty.
Thanks
God
a lot, dude.
Damn.
You're the best, baby. You got a big Westinghouse refrigerator box I could turn into a two-room condo.
Oh, D, let me tell you something.
Oh, D.
You are the man.
I swear to God, I came out, sat here for 2 hours and nothing happened, and now it's like...
You are the man.
Blown.
Your stock went up like Cisco just now.
Wow.
Like Cisco.
Yeah, this ain't no Enron scam, kid.
No,
this is for real.
Man. 2 hours, my brother.
2 hours and you got a mule.
God
that was a funny
damn.
Radio bit.
Yeah. Funny gag.
Silly bit. It doesn't mean it's not real.
Yeah, you'd like to think not.
And can I apologize for my awful rooster joke? That really stunk. I'm embarrassed that I said that.
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
It's Kaz.
Yo, what up, Kaz?
Lonzo, you're my baby daddy. Where my child support checks be at?
What?
Where my child support checks be
at?
In the mail. Who's this calling?
No, they're in the mail.
Is this your baby's mama?
Who?
I'm his baby's mama. 18-month-old Gary is his baby.
Yeah?
Well, allegedly.
Lorenzo, what's up with the cheddar for the child?
I'm waiting for the DNA results.
Hold on. See, it could be his or it could be his brother's, but we're going on the Maury Povich show to find out, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're back show with your child.
Y'all going on the Maury Povich show?
No way I'm going on no damn Maury.
How much does...
Where are child support checks be at?
How much you got to pay for child support?
He has no job, so, like...
Oh, my God. How old's that child?
That he's now 21 months, old Gary.
21
old
months.
Gary.
21-month-old Gary.
He's Lorenzo's baby. He's my baby daddy.
And you don't know if him...
It.
You don't know if Lorenzo or his brother is the...
No, we don't know, man. It's, you know, they look exactly alike. So.
Yeah, they do. So you didn't know which one you was with? You don't know which one you was with?
Nope.
Well, did you have your purse when you were done?
Yeah, because if you did, it wasn't Lorenzo's
older brother.
Look at me as my life slowly turns into pieces.
I didn't know we were playing This Is Your Life all dirty today.
You know, I need a leather couch. I
got
to lay down.
You got babies all over the place.
So you get along with Old Dirty even though you guys aren't together?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. And how much support does he have to give you?
About a nickel. With him, he's got no job. The government pays my child support, right, Lorenzo?
I don't know who you're speaking to.
So it comes out of our check, right?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys.
All right, Kaz.
Later, Kaz.
Bye.
Get that on there, nigga.
Oh, my God.
I need a cold compress and some
God damn. You need a cold shower.
Dead.
Get yourself in trouble no matter what you use.
No, Rick. Yo, you owe me, yo. You owe, dude.
You need to sit on a block of ice.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, dude, I mean,
you gotta go.
Calm the F down, bro.
I'm right, man.
2 hours he spends down there doing that.
Hey, yeah.
Here's some
Two
advice.
2 hours.
Oh, Dirty, here's some advice for you.
It looks like you're just supposed to roll it over your wiener.
Yeah. Listen to Butters.
Butters is all right. Man,
yeah.
That's the right idea.
Your
right.
Face must have smelled like a 55-gallon drum when you came.
No, I try to keep. I try to keep all that. What can
fluid.
We call that?
Fluid.
I got something better for that.
Mm.
What's up? We try to keep the glazing under, like under the nose.
Oh yeah, you know,
in this area.
Yeah, yeah,
you just rub Vicks Vapor Rub under your nose like they did the other day, or like they do when they're operating on a cadaver, like in a Quincy episode.
Dude, that
Jack
was
Klugman.
I know you were in the barrel, but that was hilarious.
In the, yeah. Ricky!
We got two more clips from the 55-gallon drum challenge. Yet.
Hey, O.D.
Yo, what's up? Suck it!
Yeah, he does, Frenchie.
That French bastard.
Suck it! 2 hours, Frenchie.
Suck it! Well, well.
Tracy, what's up?
Hi, guys. What's up?
Hey, Tracy. Tracy was one of the first girls to get out of the 55-gallon drum challenge.
The black girl.
Yeah.
What's up, Trace?
Nothing, but your conversation that you just had with Old Dirty proved why I married a white guy.
What? Oh, is that why you married a white guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Old Dirty spends 2 hours down there. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yo, I know you. We was in the stairway.
Yeah, I went to the stairway with him.
Wait a minute. How you going to come and start sharing bud, and then on Monday, you're going to like try to diss me? What's up with that?
Yeah. No, I'm not trying to diss
and
you.
And you got free bud. What's up with that? You better give me my $5 for my bud, then.
I'll send you your $5
you know
for your bud.
Nah, it better not be no damn money order either. As a matter of fact, man, yo, Rick, man, you a ghost on this, dog. That's my word.
No, I didn't mean any disrespect like
oh,
that,
no,
but...
No. Mm-mm.
You have to look at it from my point of view.
Wait, what's your point of view, ma?
They were all busting on me because I married a white guy.
Oh, that guy
she
was...
She don't want to deal with this
oh,
stuff.
Oh, the white guy that was screaming at you.
Yeah, the white guy that was screaming at me.
Why was he screaming at you, Trey?
What happened?
White people are psycho.
Why was he
screaming at you?
Because he's white.
No, I know what it is.
What happened, Old Dirty?
I wanted to sneak off and go out, and he was trying to keep an eye on me and to keep me like right under his
nose. Uh-oh.
Well, the white man's been doing that for a long time, and the white man needs to stop.
Oh,
yeah, I'm telling you.
You know something? Yeah.
Yeah, he's standing in the doorway now. Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, is he jealous like that?
Yeah, he's real jealous.
Hold on, I got to ask Old Dirty something. What's the name of your current girlfriend?
Might as well play it out today, yo. Is that her?
Oh, no. Oh, Old Dirty, what's up?
Don't do it.
What happened?
Do it.
What?
Do it.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no.
Just try to smooth things over with her.
No.
Can we have the one-sided conversation?
No.
Why is she calling?
It's not popping.
Why is she calling, O.D.?
Look, he's taking his hat off.
It's not popping.
Oh, Dirty, why is she calling?
Hold on, Trace.
She pissed? What happened, bro? What happened? Did you screw up? Come on, man. You effed up.
She just hung up.
Oh, boy.
She just hung up.
What's she listening to this program for?
Because I told her my ass was going to be on.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, my God.
You all right?
Surprised you could tell anyone anything with your face there all the time.
Damn it, Anthony, you gotta keep...
Hey, it's something to wear as a badge, a pride, my brother.
Yeah, right. It's a... Man, it's a radio bit.
You won't be out of work for too long.
Yeah.
With those facts you gave everyone today.
I ain't give nobody no damn facts. You guys came up and... You guys are good detectives, man. That's why I can see why you white boys is
police. That's what you say, old dirty.
All right.
No matter what you do, just say it's a radio bit.
It is a radio bit. It is.
I know. That's what I'm telling. So the girl that was calling radio bit. You know what? I actually have to go to court next week in my divorce case. I'm just going to say it was a radio bit.
Anthony, stop making fun in light of what the present situation is. And if this was a radio bit, baby, if you're listening to me, I'm telling you that it was a bit for the radio. Yo, yeah. Rick, man.
Hold on. Old Dirty, hold on. If we're going to do this, we got to
Go ahead, man. Do your damn thing right, man.
We're going to do it right. Hold on.
God.
Can you ask her to call back?
No.
We'll smooth things over. We'll
you ain't smoothing the damn thing over. I know you. What you think? I don't know you?
Ain't gonna be smoothing nothing over.
I swear to God, I shouldn't have never came in today.
Oh, no.
You haven't given us good radio in 6 months. Today is brilliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to apologize to your lady?
Okay, put the music on, man.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
That's not it,
Rick.
Hold on. We'll get the music for you.
Yeah, got to do this right.
I don't think that's it.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Old Dirty.
It's like the Hulk when he's walking away.
Yeah. The sad Hulk walking away music.
Go ahead, Old Dirty.
What do you want to say? She's listening.
I want you to know that it was a bit for the radio. There's no facts. There's nothing factual about what was said.
Right.
Yo, and stop. Yo, what's going on over there, man?
Nothing. What'd you just say?
Yo, what you saying to Anthony, man?
Looking at the phones, my brother.
I didn't say anything. Yeah, right. I see you flipping already through them things, man. What you doing, man?
I'm just...
Wait, back up and say what? Yo, this it's a bit for the radio, man. That's it, man. That's all I got to say, man.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry, Alder.
Go ahead. Sorry, man. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I've been with you for a minute. You know I would never do that to you. You know that. It's a bit for the radio. Don't pay no mind to that. These dumbass white boys and their stupid music and their laugh machines. Here comes another one. It doesn't work.
Go ahead.
I'm done.
That was it?
Yeah.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
Come on, Old Dirty, this is it.
This is, I mean, what else is there to say, my brother? It was a bit for the radio.
She was the greatest piece of ass I ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
You guys are really effing me up here, bro.
No,
you know that?
We're just proving it's a bit for the radio.
I mean, right. Come on, man. I mean, yo, lies are a stake here, dude. You know what I'm saying? There's people feelings involved, man. You know?
I hear you.
All that charcoal broiled meat you people ate.
Right, man. Damn music. Cut that down.
All right, and now a song for Old Dirty. All
right, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. Yo, Anthony, this is what my invite consists of.
See what
you
I know.
Beat me up, man.
Who knew it was gonna come to this, Alter?
Come on, man.
You just, you know, things got a little out of control.
Yeah, with this stupid bit, man.
Liar! Some girl called up. I don't know who she was. I don't even remember this girl. And she made all kinds of claims that things were happening between her and you.
Confess! Liar! Confess!
But as Old Dirty has said, it's just a bit. Just a bit.
You're a liar! You know something that you're not telling us, you slimy scumbag liar!
Old Dirty, this is for you. Here you go.
My bad. Liar! Tell us what you know, you goddamn liar! Hello, what do you want to say to Old Dirty?
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Oh. That's horrible.
Oh, my God.
Aw. That's what happens when you're as pretty as I am.
There it is. Yeah. She's gone.
Anthony, I got audio of Old Dirty at his crib after the show tonight,
right?
Don't you do it! Don't you do it! I got nowhere else to go! I got nowhere else to go!
Yeah.
Yeah. I see you're a lying scumbag.
All right. We got any Shaggy we can play?
One me?
We should take a break.
All right. Well.
Oh, my God. It was a bit, though.
It was.
Yeah.
It was definitely a bit.
Look, liar!
God damn it, who keeps... Yo, who's pressing that, man?
Look on the bright side, though. A million people just found out that you can last for 2 hours and you're hung like a huge mule.
Well, he does the deed for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Uses his face for 2 hours.
For 2 hours.
God damn.
2 hours.
Oh.
Pucker up and kiss my ass.
Not like that.
All right.
Confess! Liar! Confess!
I was hoping the damn train derailed on the way over here because it was going fast, dude.
Old Dirty, can you give me instruction on how to go for 2 hours?
No, my brother. You've got to buy your own.
Oh, okay.
You know, you guys are beautiful, bro. That's my word. You guys are just beautiful, bro.
Don't the barrel suck, bro, man?
I'd rather be in a 55-gallon barrel right now than be in this barrel.
This barrel sucks.
This barrel sucks. What?
It's so much fun on the outside
of
the barrel.
You like dishing it out, huh?
Oh, being in it really sucks.
Old Dirty, when Deborah called, this is what you should have said.
Who are you? I ain't calling you, lady.
All right. Well,
yeah.
We better. Anyway, it was a bit for the radio, and it sounded great.
And don't be stupid.
Right.
Thanks, Dice.
All right. I'm scared to go to break.
Yeah, I'm afraid to go to break, too, man.
You don't have a piece on you or a
guy. Nah, I ain't strapped.
Ain't strapped.
Ain't no physical harm going to come to you. Like, I couldn't do that. I'm
my bad.
I came in here in my government name, you know, so.
All right.
Hey, Ricky.
Oh.
And action.
I can't go one afternoon without spanking my junk.
Okay, terrific.
And cut.
Opie Anthony.
And he double. Opie Anthony.
WNEW.
See, when that light says on air, we're on air.
I thought we were like floating.
Floating.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony show. Running out of time real fast here. Well Hung wants in. Well Hung, what's going on?
I just got a quick question for Old Dirty.
Yeah.
Is he hung like that 17-year-old said, or is it just a bit? A bit.
Ah, there you go.
It's just a bit.
It's just a bit.
It's
a little soft for the radio, man.
It's just a bit, so you're not hung?
And does he qualify as it sucks to be you?
I think this might qualify on the unlucky lottery.
My bad.
There goes well hung. AJ, what's going on?
Yo.
Hey, AJ.
How are you?
All right.
Hey, listen, I think the white man did a little trichnology on you, boy.
You know what I mean?
Trichnology. Yeah, could be.
A little trichnology. Uncle John.
Hey, guys, I learned something tonight.
Yeah.
I learned that Earl Dirty really wasn't with that girl. She was just a character.
See, she's a character, like Mr. Amos uses.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, sir?
Oh, he got
God
you.
Damn, bravo. He just nailed Norton with his old gag.
Dick.
God, that is so good.
He really got
me. I love seeing you gotten.
Does anybody see me complaining about... Oh, well, he did say you got me.
I'll take it like a man.
I was complaining earlier.
Just complained. Everyone's
complained. I didn't like some of his setups.
Everyone has complained, not just you.
When
everyone.
Norton's sitting at the computer and goes, Anthony, take a look at this picture. And I turn around to look, and he's just sitting at the computer. It's like, no, that's like a legitimate thing. If he just went,
I didn't look.
Look at this. If he goes, oh, look at this.
Then how come Greg didn't look?
I don't know.
He knew enough to take
perhaps
his blonde locks across
you.
The room, and no, he's not ignoring me.
I am ignoring you today.
Why?
Perhaps he's ignoring you.
Tanya from Cleveland, I learned today you guys are weenies.
Weenie.
And now we have small ones, Anthony. Sheep lover, I learned today, first rule in taking away the barrels is don't spill the barrels.
Yes.
Jersey Gary, I learned today Martha's daughter will be getting it up the
Dupierre
on their 18th birthday from Old Dirty. Sorry about that. Old Dirty doesn't heed Jesse Jackson's advice. Stay out the bushes.
Brother Jesse got into some trouble.
Jersey Gary also learned being on AM is like releasing a 78 RPM vinyl record.
Yes.
If you call a mule a weenie, you need to be strangled with a piano wire and punched in the stomach.
Who said that, Norton? Yeah.
Last night's viewing was brought to you by Towel-Headed Bastards.
Mm-hmm.
And O&A are the evil 10-10 wins with the goatees. He also learned, tell the first lady president to wait behind the first black president.
On the line of presidency.
We learned that. We had a few more clips from the 55-gallon drum challenge we couldn't get to.
Yes.
We'll do that first thing tomorrow. Triple H coming in, what, Wednesday, Rick?
Wednesday, yeah.
The game.
So tomorrow we'll be soliciting girls to come down and get spanked by Triple H.
I know he'll make fun of Hulk Hogan, too.
I hope so.
He's done it before. It'll be funny. I don't care that Hulk Hogan's with the WWF. He's still a goof.
I hope so.
Poor Lorenzo. Right. Poor Lorenzo.
Word. Poor Lorenzo.
It was a bit, though, right?
Yeah, definitely, dude.
You're a liar!
Damn it.
You know something that you're not telling us, you slimy scumbag liar!
I don't know. Something hit that button.
I'm going to get
rid
of that template right there. It's so gone.
How do you spell template?
See?
Anyway.
What do you want to say to your lady?
Oh, I'll be home in a minute.
Yeah.
I want to give a big shout out to Gauzy Athletics, to my
You're
man,
a liar! You know something that you're not telling us, you slimy scumbag liar!
All right, Ben's freaking. We got to get out of here. We ran real late this hour. What a mess of a day. I hope it made sense to someone out there.
Didn't even get a chance to say eatabullet.com today.
You know?
Jeez.
And I'm going to eat a bullet tonight, kid.
And real fast, the people in Washington having a problem with the commercial we made for your little comedy gig you're doing in Washington.
Why?
We'll explain tomorrow. You had no enthusiasm.
Look at Ben.
All right, Ben's freaking.
What time?
I'll explain tomorrow. I didn't look at you, dude.